want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this?
You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, everybody. It is the best of Don and Mike, and oh, you know me. It's your old buddy Rob. Rob Spiewak here on the Thursday edition of the best of Don and Mike. Really good show for you today, including something that I'm going to highlight all day. The day that we had, like, the entire Van Patten family in studio. It's fantastic. Also, have some fun around the station, meet some of our co-workers. But we're going to start off with, I think, what is probably the best thing that Don and Mike do. Live calls, phone scan, and a discussion with Big Frieda. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, this is Joe. How you doing?
Hi, Joe.
From Green Lane, Pennsylvania.
Right on. Hi, buddy.
I listened to your show yesterday. It's pretty good.
Thank you.
We're wondering, shouldn't YSP change their name to YSP Talks instead of YSP Rocks?
No, because YSP is still going to play music at night and on the weekends.
So they probably don't have to dive right into the change right now.
As a matter of fact, I'll tell you why YSP is going to play music. This is actually... This is pretty funny about the PD, Tim.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mentioned as a guy, when I worked in Chicago at a radio station called WLS 25 years ago, Tim was the music director.
Right.
And, you know, back in the day.
Back in the heyday.
Back in the day. Oh, and let me say hi to everybody's favorite weedmeister. There is Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
You know that back in the day, there was the deal with payola.
Right, yeah.
With record companies and payola. And Tim was the music director at WLS at the time. And I'm not saying that Tim took any payola.
Of course not.
I know that when I was the music director at radio stations, I took payola.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's it. Has the statute of limitations run out?
Yeah. I took payola. I took some drugs in order to put a record on our chart.
Oh, my God.
I took trips. Once I got a trip to the U.S. Open.
My God.
I got satin jackets. I actually one time got cash. I mean, listen, I'm telling you, it used to exist. Yeah. What happens now is that...
To prison.
I'm getting to the point here. The point is now that you can't lie anymore to the trade magazines. For instance, when I would get a bag of pot...
You were cheap.
And, yeah, I was. When I would get a... But it was good pot. Well, Maui pot.
Yeah, absolutely. I know it was important to you back then.
When I get... drug-free now, incidentally.
Completely clean now, and that's a good thing. Back then, you know, they probably could use a real small baggie.
And proud of the fact that I'm drug-free, even though the company insists on a urine sample every month.
And it should be pointed out...
I'm here to tell you, that's simply a poppy seed.
Yeah, it should be pointed out you are not proud of this.
No.
Of this type of behavior, and you don't encourage youngsters.
I'm just telling you that back in the day, so the guy would... Here's what it would be. The guy would have a piece of crap record that we'd never play on the radio station. And he'd say, what can I do to get you to call up Billboard and tell them that you're playing it and print it in the list of songs? And I'd say, well, give me a bag of pot.
Oh, God.
So the guy would give me a bag of pot. And what I would do is I would send out the list to the radio station magazines. And they would see that the radio station, in this case it was WPGC, they'd go, look, wow, WPGC added that record. And smaller stations would then say, well, if WPGC added the record, maybe we'll add the record.
Exactly. Right.
And, of course, the smaller guys weren't getting the bags of pot.
No. And then eventually, if things worked out really well, you'd get that gold bag of weed.
So what's happened now is that now all the radio stations are monitored.
Right.
Meaning that the list that they print in, like, Billboard and Radio and Records... It's what stations actually play.
Yeah, so somebody can't be saying, hey, I'm playing this song, but the song sucks, and so I'm saying I'm playing it, but I'm really not.
So here's my point with Tim, and thank you for allowing me to get to this long-winded finale of the story.
Is Tim grabbing his collar right now nervously, or
no,
what?
No, no.
I mean, I don't know where you're going with this.
Because the reason YSP is going to continue to be the rock station...
I picture those blood pressure pills falling on the floor right now.
...is that WYSP in Philadelphia is going to keep playing music at night... And on the weekends.
Right.
And because Tim doesn't want YSP to lose its spot in the industry as being one of the main rock stations, He's gonna bang more current records,
right,
than he's ever banged in his life. I mean, I don't mean he's gonna have sex with the records. What I mean is
he's gonna play them.
He's gonna play
when this radio station is playing music at night on the weekends. You're gonna hear everything.
Cool. Yeah,
so,
right.
You know, if anybody, even on a small label, no.
That's right. If you got a bag of pot,
call
WYSP.
Stop it now.
Because Tim will play
the
record.
That's our new home.
You're kidding, of course.
No, listen, the deal is that YSP is going to remain a rock station because it's not all talk.
Right.
Okay, did I answer your question?
I went to AC. Did you ever in your wildest dreams expect to get an answer to your question like that?
Oh, yeah, it was pretty long.
Sorry about that. Well, maybe you understand why it's important to Tim to keep the music right. Image for WYSP and to play the music, because he doesn't want to lose the fact that although he doesn't get payola anymore.
Right.
Or nobody gets payola anymore.
Nobody gets payola.
Tim ever did.
Right.
I know that Tim doesn't keep his Don and Mike workout regimen by going out to lunch and buying lunch himself all the time.
There you go.
That I think a lot of it now is...
And that's perfectly legal.
It's the record guys taking him out to lunch.
I want to ask this guy about Atlanta. I went to Atlantic City. Why did you bring that up?
Hello?
Oh, he's gone.
He's gone.
Oh, dang.
I'm sorry, Mike.
No problem.
Is this the same guy?
Hello?
Hello?
Different guy, Mike.
Sounds like a different guy.
Is this the same guy or a different guy?
This is a different guy.
Different guy. Turn your radio down. Please.
Okay.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. You're on the air, DA.
Hey, how y'all doing? I'd like to know, how did you guys meet?
Oh, it's such a tragic story.
We'll tell you that at some other time. I mean, we can't keep doing retellings of stories, but...
No, just suffice to say... Don helped me out when I needed to be helped out.
Mike was down on his luck.
Yeah. I was homeless and living in a refrigerator box.
So now...
doing impressions on the street.
Tim still needs to have the reputation with the record guys. That's why he's going to play the
music.
Play the music. So he gets his free lunches.
Has Tim sanctioned all of this?
No.
You know, and this is how much of this is just your own speculation? You know.
Oh no, I've talked to Tim about it.
Oh, good. I'm glad. I bet he's glad he did.
I had a discussion with him on Friday.
I bet he's real happy.
We got to let the record community know. No, and I'm telling the record community on Tim's behalf that YSP will continue to play today's hottest rock music.
Excellent. Right now in Philadelphia, a receptionist is walking by the office. There's a man with a very red face on the floor in convulsion.
No. And YSP will continue to play the best rock when the talk shows aren't on. And Tim would love to get a giant bag of pot.
No.
Or a bag of Stacker 2 or
Stacker 2 and his blood pressure medication definitely go together.
Whatever the blood pressure stuff is that he's taking.
Big bag of steaks.
Hello, yeah, big bag of steaks.
Ham. A ham.
Big bag of Omaha steaks.
Hey, listen, I got a brand new record for you and I brought you a ham.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Quiet.
Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, cool.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing? Well, first off, I'll tell you what. I listened to you guys yesterday. I don't know why they call you Howard Stern wannabes, because I'll tell you what. Howard Stern, you get drunk off him because you get so much wine out of the guy. All right, I'm also calling you from north of that, from Philly. I'm calling you in Allentown. Philly's got no taste if they don't like you.
Now, listen, Philadelphia's going to love us.
Fine.
I appreciate the fact that everybody's calling in today saying you dig the show. Let's just do the show.
Sure. I really think that, you know, everybody does have an opinion, and nobody's going to have more of an opinion than the very first time you hear a radio show.
Right.
But I got to tell you, this show, I think like most shows, you have to give it a decent amount of time and let it grow on you, and I'm delighted with the calls that say they listen to one show and they dig it already. I think that's fantastic.
Thank you, my friend. We do appreciate that. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
I'll tell you this: the first time I watched Judging Amy, I didn't like it,
but now, it grew on you.
But now, man, is it a factor in my TiVo schedule?
Well, right. As I always tell you, spend some time with Tyne Daly,
right.
And she will stick to you like herpes on your lip.
All right. More to the still more phone calls? Oh, Jesus Christ. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, it's John from Philly. How you doing?
Hi, John. We're doing great.
Good. When do you guys plan on coming to Philadelphia?
Well, now, there's two reasons we could come to Philadelphia. One would be to do a show.
Right.
And I think we're going to come up there in a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to find a reason to come there and do an in-studio show. And the other reason would be... the fact that we have a bowling team.
We have the worst...
Yes, I'm a truck driver. I
I listen to you guys all the time, and I was always with you guys between Virginia and Maryland area through Baltimore. I don't hear you guys going through Baltimore. Then I get again through Philadelphia.
I don't know if
Philadelphia is great. I love it. You guys are both best.
Thank you. We bowl.
We bowl badly, but we do bowl.
We suck. As a matter of fact, we are the worst bowling team in the world. But what we do is we do try to go out and meet the good people who listen to and support the show. We bowl every week.
Absolutely.
Tomorrow night, as a matter of fact, we're just going to get our asses kicked because
it's the first time we've bowled against professional bowlers.
Wow. Lisa, would you, hey, Rummy, would you come in and give me that information?
I actually have it right here.
Oh, you got it, Rob?
7 o'clock tomorrow night at the Chelsea Piers. We'll be taking on Red Storm, which is 3 pros, 2 male, 1 female, and the national amateur champion bowler.
You know, if you can't find the name at least of one of those pros, because I know some of these guys have been on the tube, right? For those people who
ESPN
are
ESPN5.
Pathetic enough to sit home and watch bowling.
I watched it this weekend.
There she is.
The pro bowlers tour?
Yeah, it wasn't any of the guys that we're going to bowl against.
No. Really? No. But haven't some of these guys been on TV?
I'd never heard of them.
What are the names, Lisa? Do you have the names?
No, not here.
Well, I have a question. I'm not busting chops here, okay? But here how can you call them pros if they haven't been on TV? Well, I mean, do they have
because
like...
Because bowling, hello, is not on TV a lot.
Yeah, but I mean, don't all the big-time pros, don't they occasionally make it to the tube? Yeah.
Do you know how often bowling is on TV, seriously?
How often?
Not that often.
Exactly.
Like, I think ESPN just started it again.
Well, actually, you know what, Don, Mike, when you guys come to Philly, I like to challenge you guys in a game.
Lisa just asked me to name a bowler. And, how about
the late Earl Anthony?
The great Earl Anthony.
And, yes, I accept the challenge. If you would like us to bowl you in Philly, hold on and give Lisa the information, okay?
Sure.
All right, hold on. Thank you for listening, my friend.
I guess what I'm saying is we'll find out. We'll find out when we see them that they're pros.
Listen, all I know is that these guys are allegedly the best bowlers that we've ever bowled against in our life.
That's good.
And here's the ad that's been written for me to read. Want to see true embarrassment? Watch the Dynamite Gutter Balls turn 8 shades of crimson as they take on Red Storm. Tomorrow night, 7 p.m. at Chelsea Piers. Red Storm is 3 pros and a national amateur champion. Check out stormbowling.com. See you at the Piers. The password is 900 pin handicap. Toodaloo ass. Hello, Don and Mike show. Yeah, we're going to be sporting about 900 points tomorrow.
I think I might iron my bowling shirt.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Already had mine cleaned.
Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air. Hi.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Okay.
I just want to say I love you guys. I listen in the New York market. And,
thanks.
Don't worry about it. You guys are gonna get there.
We never do, sir.
Yeah, I know. Listen, I was in Wawa the other day buying a cup of coffee, and they had a Scott and Todd wacky blend.
What does it taste? What does it taste like? Facelift?
Actually, I didn't try it, but it's
it's the Scott and Todd Wawa special. Tastes like facelift and chin work.
It's fantastic. A blend of Colombian coffees with just a hint of formaldehyde.
Check it right now. Does it have their dumb pictures on the cup?
No, it doesn't. It's in one of those decanters that you pump. But it says on it, a nutty, and nutty is in quotation, blend of macadamia and hazelnut.
Please kill me before that ever happens to us.
Please stop by the Wawa and try the Scott and Todd blend.
And buy some candy.
Wasn't that good coffee?
Thank you, my friend. Thanks for the update. That's pretty funny.
Wow.
That's pretty funny.
Coffee.
Okay, what am I doing? Are taking calls or all the lines are ringing? You know what? I'm going to go away from the calls for a second. Because, first I want to tell you, we're going to have a big contest on Thursday. We got to talk about that. We're going to be giving away money. And I got a couple of thoughts about how we can give away the money. But I just want to say that I'm going, my wife, listen, doing it to me. She, no, Rob.
That's a good thing, isn't it?
Yeah, lucky you.
No, not that.
Oh.
She's still banging me, but you know what she's doing? She's bringing the D word back into our lives.
The D word that's been in my life for a while?
Oh, no, not divorce. No.
Okay.
No, another D word.
Okay, because I like to think of it, Don, as the S word that's in my life right now, the separation word. That's it.
Not the most expensive D word.
That's right. Think
decorator.
About it. That's right.
Oh.
Decorator up here?
No. Back in D.C.
Oh, you mean that same lady?
No, a different decorator. And you know
maybe
why?
Maybe you like this one.
No, I won't. And the reason that and I just got off the phone and just found this out. I said, why do we need a decorator? We have a great house. We've lived in this house.
Beautiful.
We were agreed that the house is perfect. Yeah.
It's been about
well,
5 years.
What we need is apparently we need to build a wing, if you will,
uh-oh,
for my in-laws, who apparently
are going to live with you.
Apparently, at some point,
are going to be living with you.
One or both of them will be living with
me. Ladies and gentlemen, the sitcom has now begun.
Wow.
I said to her, why do we need, you know, they live in Ocean City. God love them. Big Frida and Les. They're like, you know, my in-laws are
one
like
floor.
My parents. They got a place up in Ocean City, Maryland, and we got a place right next door.
Mm-hmm.
I said, if you want to spend time with your parents, let's go to Ocean City. That's why we got the place next door to them in Ocean City. She
right.
said, no, I want my mom and dad to come down here.
Let me give you a concept. Assisted living community.
And I said to her, well, that's great. We've got a guest room. And she said, well, no, what I want is something special just for mom and dad.
Like a completely self-sufficient wing of the house with its own kitchen?
What she has envisioned is off to the side of the house by where my cave is.
Specialty bathroom.
That you have, what you have is a garage,
right,
which we don't need. I mean, we have two cars, and we have a two-car garage. That's all we need. I'm not Ken Stevens. I don't need a friggin' six-car garage.
So you want to put this above your garage?
Yes. And
what's stairs, though?
And, oh, no. Mike, no, it's not stairs.
Elevator?
No, you know that there are two thoughts. First is because my father-in-law, and he's doing much better, incidentally.
Good.
He's had some health problems recently.
He is a good man. I like Les.
That well, we get the handicapped ramp so that if he was in his wheelchair, if he was not able to walk, we'd be able to push him up.
Right.
The other thought would be to get one of them things that you sit in
and go up the stairs.
Oh, stair lift.
You know that thing.
I used to have when I was a kid. I used to go to my aunt's house. And she had one of those, and the kids love it.
Sure.
To play on them, there's no more fun.
Listen, all I know is that I'm blindsided with this. I'm blindsided. Here's how the discussion went with my wife. She says to me, you know what I think we need? Unless she says this to me a couple weeks ago. I think we need some new shrubs out front. You know, some bushes. And it's like, I don't care about that. That's fine. Go ahead, knock yourself out. Well, the next thing I know, the next time I hear about it, it's, I got a decorator. I said, whoa. Why'd you get a decorator? For some plants outside. She says, well, no, I'm still working on that plan. That, you know, we're going to have a little courtyard or whatever that she wants to do out front of the house. But now we're building the wing.
Is this like knocking out a wall and using existing space?
Uh-huh.
Or actually, because you're doing it over the garage, right?
No. It's going to be another garage on the other side. You know how the garage is on the right side of the house?
Yeah.
There could be another garage on the left side of the house.
Next to your cave.
So that it... So
you're going to put a garage there and then have a wing up top?
Yes.
See, you get an extra garage space too.
Well, yeah. What's going to go in the extra garage?
Wait a minute, Rob. Isn't that going to look a little wacky? Isn't that going to look a little
strange? She's got a way worked out.
Hmm.
She's got, you know, I got home and I mean there were the plans and junk that she's got, you know, and it's really, hello, that ain't cheap either to get some guy to draw the fancy pictures for you.
No. You don't see houses very often with a two-car garage on one side and a car garage on the other and living space in between.
Well, she really doesn't. I don't think she looks at that so much as a garage as she does as perhaps a living room area.
Well, that's different.
For
Now you're talking. I mean, now you're talking something real special.
But what it means eventually is that one or both of my in-laws
will live with you.
Will be living with me.
You will be an adult caretaker, the Waltons.
And I am. Listen, I
nobody
love them.
Nobody better for the job. I know you love your in-laws.
I love them to death. No pun intended. I love them to death, and I love the visiting.
There's an outside shot. I just should warn you. I don't know whether you've thought about that. This arrangement will be forever.
Well, how else could it be? How else could it be, Mike?
Well, it could be.
I mean, we have a guest room already that is known as Grandma and Pop-Pop's room.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're going to build them their own apartment that's attached to my freaking house.
Well, it'll probably improve the value of your home.
Yes.
Well, that's what she keeps telling me.
Because with a nice little additional space down on the main level, it should be terrific. And
that's
you know what
she tells me.
And if your in-laws aren't going to live there, You know, heck, I haven't made any final plans yet.
I ain't renting out to you.
I really haven't made any final plans yet. The only thing I would require would be my own entrance.
The only thing that I said to my wife is, that's fine, but here's what I want to do. If you're going to do this, you know, maybe you should call her up. Rob,
okay.
Give her a call. I'm sure she's at on her cell. Hold on, let me see.
Is there going to be a fireplace down in the new area?
Yeah.
I like it already. Would my room have a fireplace? Well, you know, if your in-laws are going to be up in that other level, that means now the guest room will be available.
Mike, you're not living with me.
Just checking.
Let me just tell you, I got an idea.
Hello?
Sweetie.
Yeah?
Hi, baby. Listen, I'm talking about the wing for your mom and dad.
I'm thrilled, Frida.
Well, that's interesting because I'm in a little store right now just chatting, decorating.
And here's what I'm thinking.
But it's so unusual, you would catch me while I was shopping.
I'm thinking that if we go ahead with this plan, and what am I saying if we go ahead with this plan? You're going to do it no matter what I say.
It's underway.
Here's what we do, that we equip your mom and dad with, you know the electric fence that we have for the dogs?
Oh, dear.
Oh, no.
That we equip your mom and dad with collars.
So they can't come into your living area?
And what we do is we put down the electric fence in the areas of the house where they're not allowed.
No, I think what we have with the dogs in the electric fence is so that they can never leave.
So there would be a perimeter for your in-laws.
So that they would always have to be with us, so they couldn't go. They couldn't go home.
Just tell me something. Is this the master plan? Is it to have one or both of them live with us? Is that the master plan?
The way it's working out for me, as you go on to other cities and you have to establish a base there, is that I'm easing you out and easing them in.
Oh, come on, honey.
So a very smooth transition.
Don't spare my feelings. Just tell me, one or both of them, you know, I mean, God forbid anything should happen to either of them. I love them. I truly do. But at some point, just tell me how much time I've got.
Okay. They don't want to live with us while they're still healthy. But when the diaper stage happens, yes, they want you taking care of them.
Oh, God. Okay, that means I've got, I don't know. What's today's date?
Today is March 5th.
I got maybe 2 weeks left.
Oh.
I got a couple of weeks left before my in-laws move in with me. All right, well, you know what? I love you and I love them, and I'll deal with it. But just please do me a favor. Please do it on the cheap. Do it on the cheap.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So put the grab bar in the bathroom that as soon as somebody leans on it, they go slamming against the shower.
You know how you can go cheap? I got advice for both of you. You can go cheap by going retro. Dial telephones, antique toilets.
Right.
You know, and it'll be like kind of living in yesteryear.
Sure.
It seems to me that Mike, at this stage of his life, he might be a little lonely.
I am.
That he might want a nice family to come home to in the area.
I already told him he can't live with us.
It sounds like you guys are going to just have tons of space.
No, that you might want to have a little place where my parents could be taken care of, too. That I would be willing to share them with you.
Oh, you mean so
that you won't be lonely.
So, in other words, when I'm making my new living arrangements, that I take your in-laws into account?
If it could be handicapped accessible,
yeah,
and that's probably right. Good with your drinking problem anyway.
I think that would be fine.
Grab bars around the house are probably a good idea for you.
And you know what? I'll throw in a rascal.
All right, good.
All right.
She'd love that.
All right, love you.
All right, goodbye, sweetie.
Be careful with that money, honey.
All right, I'm careful. I'm careful with it. I know exactly where it's going.
Please, for God's sake.
You got to do it.
All right. See you later.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
You got to do it.
You know what? You're missing the silver lining here. What
Please.
This is a prototype.
What is the silver lining?
This is a prototype. If this works out, this is a prototype for the leisure camp.
Well, only if they'll wear the collars.
You know,
they won't. They
only
won't
if I can get them in the collars. And boy, what if it could be like, what was that great movie? Scanners.
Oh.
If they move too far off the property, just
less, boom.
Less, stay away from the front. Less, boom. The heads blow clean off.
It's all how you spin it. It's not free to put on this big free to put on this collar. It's big free to. I got you a necklace.
I forgot you have a microphone when we're up in New York, Rob.
Listen, hold on. He gives me helpful advice, Mike.
He gives me a helpful headache.
You know, God forbid that. You know, first off, I wish you nothing but the best, obviously.
Yes, yes.
But God forbid, whether it's in this marriage or your next marriage or in your
yes.
next life.
Yes.
God forbid that your in-laws come to live with you.
You know what? I'm thinking, I'm listening to the way you live your life and the way you do things and the way you go along with all this stuff. And maybe if I'd just been a little more accepting of certain decisions my wife had, I wouldn't be in this predicament right now.
You mean Did your wife want her parents to move in with you?
No, I'm talking about everything. I've observed you. I watch it much more carefully now than I have
before. I cave on everything.
You cave on everything. And I was thinking, as I have been examining my marriage and my life, I am saying to myself, perhaps if I caved on everything, things would be a little bit different right now. I think that that makes a lot of sense. That has been your strategy. And
always.
I mean, you complain, but you always cave.
That's how I've stayed married for 20 years.
That's the way. That's the secret, correct?
I always lose. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Is that it? Is that your advice to anybody getting married?
Yeah.
Always be prepared to lose.
Just cave, because you're always going to lose.
Mm-hmm.
As long as she wins, mm-hmm. you're okay, man.
Right.
You got nothing. This is going to be like when the Fonz moved into the garage above Mr. and Mrs. C's house on Happy Days.
Mrs. C. And he called her Mrs. C for a reason.
Yeah, he sure did.
Yeah.
Mrs. C, you in Toledo. So, anyway, that's what's happening in my life. Great news that they're planning on starting whatever major construction this will be very soon.
That's exciting for you. And it sounds like you're going to get a little more living space in your place. So that's cool. I mean, upstairs they will be, but you'll have something new to play with downstairs. Is there anything that's going to benefit you in this project?
No.
None.
No, not except zapping my in-laws.
Bigger cave, perhaps?
No, there's no expansion for me in this.
Well, you said there's going to be a living room on the bottom floor.
Well, that will be, you know what that is, really, in reality?
A sunroom for your wife to paint in?
Yes, it's the artist room.
Because
she can't just stand in a corner and look outside and paint. She's got to have a room to paint in.
If you look on the bottom floor, these are the built-in speakers that will play the light classical music, while upstairs we will have a special bidet.
Should I really torture? I could call my mother-in-law now.
I love to have Big Frieda on the show, and I think this is an opportunity. She listens. Are we still on down in Ocean City, Maryland?
Yeah, but we're on tape delay.
All right, well, she won't hear it till later. But when she, this will be an opportunity for you. You've always had a special relationship with her, and now you can tell her that you're very excited about her moving into your home. Which sounds like it's going to be by the end of the summer.
And for those of you in Philly, listen, my mother-in-law, she sounds very much like my wife. I don't know. Did I dial it correctly? Hello?
And she can dance. Perhaps you can ask
her. Mike, that was one at their 50th anniversary. One time I danced with her.
She said you had a firm hand in the small of her back.
One time
I danced with her. She enjoyed the way you led her. Today you can ask her collar size.
I can what? Oh, yeah, that's right.
Ask her collar size.
Oh, hold on, that's from it. Got it down.
It's going to be very special. And, you like less, and it'd be somebody to watch the games with.
Sure. No, I love my father-in-law. I love both of them.
Will you be cooking for them every night?
I love both of them.
Shut up.
You have a way of...
Hey, hello?
Hey, Pop.
Yeah.
Hey, it's me. You're on the air. How you feeling?
Fine. How are you, Don?
Outstanding, everybody. Here's my father-in-law.
Les, how are you?
Fine, Mike.
So glad to hear you doing,
buddy?
Okay.
How's everything?
Good.
Hey, how you doing?
Can I give Les credit? Les always says hi to all of us. Yeah. I always love him.
Very
really
nice.
Good.
Is Big Frieda around?
Yeah, hold on a minute.
Thank you. That's my father-in-law.
Honey.
Great guy.
Here we go. Honey, here you go. Honey, you're on the air.
Show him your sign.
What was your sign? Between the toes. She's not going to be like that lady in that commercial.
Okay.
I'm not going to be rubbing her feet. Hey, Big Frieda, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
I'm doing great. Listen, glad to hear Pop's out of, back from his visit to the hospital.
Yeah, they turned him loose.
Here's the deal. I'm discussing with Frieda the decorations that we're doing at the house.
Uh-huh.
And really, let's cut through it. At what point do you envision you guys just living full-time with us?
Well, not before next month.
Not before next month.
Yeah.
All right, and
there you go.
Let me ask you, how do you...
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Hi, Big Frieda. How are you? I'm glad to hear Les is doing well.
How do you envision this? You know that deal we have with the dogs, the electric fence?
Uh-huh.
How would you feel about wearing a...
A collar.
She's with it.
Now, Rob suggested I don't call it a collar, that I call it a necklace.
A necklace.
Ah.
Oh, you mean
a love necklace.
You called to tell me you bought me a beautiful new necklace.
There you go.
A beautiful new blue necklace.
It's beautiful. You can make it decorative, and you could probably make it with precious stones, only it'll have just an electronic box on it.
Hey, that would listen, I could stand the charge now and then.
It's an electro necklace.
Oh, I love it.
All the kids are wearing them.
Fantastic.
It might be the biggest thing that happens to me.
Big Frida, can I ask one question?
Sure, yes.
This is Mike, and I don't know whether you're familiar with what I've been going through lately, but I have some living situations that are going to be changing in my life rather soon. I'm wondering if when you do move in, if I could occasionally just drop by.
Oh, sure. Lass is pretty, housebound, but I'm free to.
Very good.
You mean drop by to visit my in-laws?
Sleepover.
I'm still thinking about the electric collar. That's beginning to sound real good.
Okay.
Okay, I like that.
All right.
People like a charge in life.
No, I'm in charge of the power on that. It's my house. All right.
I have a broad shoulder to cry on, Mike. So if you ever need someone, just
thank you, Frida. I appreciate that. Yeah, thank you.
Wonderful. You'll want to do that.
I will.
Good luck getting off the phone. You ever call her to talk about your? She do love to talk.
Oh, good.
Well, my mother-in-law.
Well, that's what we were put on earth for.
Very
talk
good.
To our fellows.
That's all good. Right. Well, I guess Frida's out there with the people now. I mean, it's happening now as we speak.
Oh, well, that's nice. She told me about it. It sounds wonderful, what she has planned. And the biggest thing about it of all is that I think it won't be wasted space or wasted effort for a couple events, you know. So if we can't get there very often, that type of thing.
All right. Well, listen, love you. And
love you too, honey.
You know, you're welcome. I don't mean you're welcome like that. I mean...
You're more than welcome to this. You're excited about
that's
it.
What I'm saying.
Right. And he is. I'm looking at him, Big Frida, and he's jacked about it. I know he's joking around, but he's jacked about it.
That's what I'm saying is, you're welcome anytime, of course. Now, I thought that the guest room we had was plenty, but if it makes my Frida happier to build you a freaking house that's attached to my house, that's okay with me.
Don says
well,
it's never
see,
like...
It's fine. I can make it anytime, but it's Pop. And the big thing about Don is that he always does make us feel welcome. He is a good kid.
Well, he said to me, it's not like in-laws, it's like your mom and dad to him. And that's what he said that a lot of times on the air as well.
That's true. I love him.
He's just another one of the kids here.
I love him very much.
We love him.
All right. I'll talk to you soon.
And hi, Rob, and hi, Buzz.
Hi, Big Frida. Bye.
Take care of New York.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
It's done.
It's all set.
Next month.
You know, here's the thing, and I do truly love them. There's no doubt about that. They're better parents to me. God knows than my own parents are. But really, Frida comes from a family of five kids.
Yeah.
Why me?
Because you've done it. You're the man. You've done. You have. You and Frida.
But why me?
Have always been. You've always taken point.
I know.
Okay. You take care of that family. That's your role.
All right. Okay. So
cherish that family, man. Wrap your arms around it. Be happy you still got it. Honest to God.
Anyway, it's happening. That
be happy that someone loves you and that you're part of something big. With families and dinners and get-togethers.
Okay. All
Jesus
right.
Christ. Fall on your knees and thank God that you have people around you that love you.
Okay, I will. It's just, just a thought of old person stink.
For the love of God.
No, all right, I'm done.
Okay. Anyway, so that's my news.
Congratulations.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video from Tom Monroe from his latest disc entitled Tom Monroe on a New Wavelength. And that's a pretty thing called Turning Japanese. And a good morning to you. Welcome back to the Jerry Todd Show here in the wee small ones of a Saturday morning. We've got some fine video for you this morning, as well as another incredible contest cash call, and a lot more. And Jerry Todd will be right back in just a sec.
I always watch the Jerry Todd Show.
Jerry Todd. And a good morning to you in the wee small ones of a Saturday. And we've got the request lines open on the Jerry Todd Show, and let's see who's there. Good morning. How you doing?
Hi, Jerry. I'm fine. You...
Pretty good. What can we do for you this morning?
Did you find Mission Impossible?
Which episode would you like to see, my dear?
I don't know any of them. Oh, could you play Stairway to Heaven too, Jerry?
Okay, we'll try and get that for you. Thank you for calling. Request lines are open anytime. here on the Jerry Todd Show. And we're going to play the incredible contest in just a sec. Right now, though, some new video. This is from Five Easy Pieces. Take a look at this.
The Don and Mike Show.
How are you, anyway? Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program, the best of Don and Mike. Thank you, Chief. It is the best of Don and Mike here on Thursday. It's your old buddy, Rob Spiewak. It's an exciting day at the Don and Mike World Broadcast Center because not only are we playing you great moments, vintage moments from Don and Mike's past, I'm also teaching Beth Ann how to run the board. So if there's trouble, you know who to blame. That's right. All right, this next segment I think you're going to enjoy. It's when we first met Infinity Vice President, I believe that's his title, Michael Hughes, a guy who was actually just in the Air studio, so it's fun to hear him on the magic of a compact disc and electronic tape. It's Michael Hughes on the Best of Don and Mike, and as we begin, Don and Mike are actually trying to call Michael Hughes. Isn't this exciting? No, you'd like it. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Is he still on the conference call?
He's still on the phone.
Jesus.
It's been more than 10 minutes.
Well, you know, when they say 10 minutes, they go...
It's 20.
We call back to the nerve center.
Hello?
Joe?
No.
Who's this?
It's Charlie.
Oh, hey. I'm not used to you being in the nerve center. You've got to have a catchphrase now to answer the phone.
Okay.
What would you like your catchphrase to be?
We'll have to work on that. I'm eating right now, so...
How about...
Shocker.
Wait, make this quick.
How about just, I'm eating?
I'm eating. Yeah, yeah, and Charlie, whenever we call and you pick up the phone, you say, I'm eating.
Okay.
All right. Whether you are or you aren't.
Could you send Joe back to knock on the new guy's door?
Hey, Joe, will you go check on the one-day guy?
All right, thanks, Charlie.
Sure.
Okay, bye-bye.
Captain, there's no way of controlling the ship. We're going round and round in circles. That's because it don't have no rudder.
We're the rudderless ship. Yes, we are.
Here comes Joe Artinger.
Joe.
He's wrapping up this phone call as we speak.
Was he angry?
No. How can he be angry at me?
Who could be angry at you?
Exactly. Laid back. All right, we'll get him on here in a second.
Who could be angry at you?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
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 How are you?
Ah, sampler. I think it's Arnold.
Arnold soundboard, heard it many times. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I have a guess for the sound.
Well, you have to be the 100th caller, my friend.
They just had the 100th caller and she got it wrong.
No. First off, they is us, and us is we, and we are talking to you.
How long have you been listening to the program?
And only one person at a time is allowed to play the game.
Anybody that's listened with any frequency would know that.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys.
Well, why did you think? Is this the first day you're listening?
No, I didn't really know how the sound had worked because I'm usually at school at this time and I got out early.
I understand, and I guess you're not familiar with the whole radio contest thing where a station says, be caller, whatever, and then that caller wins a prize. That's foreign to you?
No, it's not.
I don't mean to be harsh, but you are...
Yeah, I understand.
You're just so dumb. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Bye-bye.
Fair.
Bye-bye. Incidentally, how long ago did your dad leave?
He's gone.
He's gone.
Didn't get a chance to ask him, what day it was at Hamburger U.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
They still have that? I mean, is that one of the things when McDonald's started losing
Chicago.
Money? I wonder if they...
Hamburger U. No, it's still open, Mike.
Really? You're sure of that?
I am relatively sure. I read an article about McDonald's recently.
Tell the truth, you're still getting the flyers.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, sir.
I was wondering if you heard about the Chief Moose movie?
No, I did not.
They're going to do a movie, and it's going to be Morgan Freeman as Chief Moose.
Did he get the starring role? I knew they were talking about making a movie about the snipers, and I think he was one of the guys. Is he going to be the guy?
Morgan Freeman as Chief Moose.
Well, we know that Morgan Freeman is going to be God in the Jim Carrey movie.
Oh, good.
So that'll be one opportunity for you to do Morgan Freeman.
I understand. Today we are going to get the sniper. And I'll tell you right now, it's going to be a great time.
Hello, Don and Mike Joe.
Yeah, when is Lisa going to be in Playboy?
Lisa's going to be in Playboy when I decide, and no day sooner.
I believe she submitted some photos. I don't know if she's heard back yet.
Oh, okay. Her name is a douchebag.
Who's a douchebag?
Grant Napier.
Oh, come on, please.
Then why do you call us with it? And then he hangs up.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello?
There you go.
Hi. Hey, dumb callers, guys. Hi.
I'm going to try to change that. I've got a name for a band, but before I name it, I wanted to get your approval.
Winner.
You know,
issue on a biscuit I like.
IAB.
But I like Nocturnally.
Thank you.
And in fact, it's so good it's probably been taken.
I like, you know what? You call it S-word. S-O-B.
You mean S on a biscuit?
S-agent. S-O-B.
You can call the band Nocturnal Emission. That way you get the whole thought on the album cover.
Brilliant. There you go.
Thank you, my friend.
Rock on, guys.
The album.
Yeah, right. Rock on. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, should this brain trust seriously be sitting at the top of some record company, executive office doing this? Look what we just did like that.
Hello. Hold on a second. This might be the dude calling us now.
Oh, it's an automatic ring bag.
Oh, we're calling him. See if he picks up the phone. New Infinity.
He might have been briefed by Alan how not to answer your phone. He might be like George Foreman who ran out of the building.
After speaking to Alan, you mean?
Yes.
You know, I don't think I actually, I did. Yeah, I did dial 869.
Ladies and gentlemen, Senior Vice President Michael Hughes is making his way into the studio right now on the Don and Mike show.
Where are my fans?
Hello there.
Get the man some headphones.
I told you, he used to be a disc jockey.
Drop some headphones for Mr. Hughes, please. Welcome to the Don and Mike show.
No.
Do I say 10 in a row at this point?
No, absolutely not. But we were made aware during our lovely lunch, and thank you for that, that you do have a history where you have actually been on the air and done some DJ work.
So how do you think that lunch went today? We were telling our listeners what we thought, and what do you think, Mike?
I thought it went great.
Thought it went great?
Yeah, it's good.
And let me see. What era were you a DJ in? Were you a DJ in the 70s?
70s and 80s.
70s and 80s. The best hits of the 70s and the 80s.
All right, Robbie, give me a jingle here. And
Michael, I guess you think it's pretty funny after that lunch I had that I got this can of Slim Fast sitting in front of me right now.
It's all about balance.
I was the big eater at lunch today. Hallelujah. Great craft.
Hey, you know what's driving Alan crazy is the whole rudderless comment.
We really thought that Don said some awfully nice things about Alan, and he seems to be fixated on the rudderless ship now.
It's and he didn't think you'd come in on the air with us.
Mm-hmm.
First time you guys brought it up, it was suspect. The second, when it got to the third, money's being exchanged.
Yeah. All right, Michael Hughes, New Infinity Vice President. Are you ready? The song is You Sexy Thing by Hot Chocolate.
What's the ramp time?
The ramp, I believe it's about, let me give it a try. I don't know.
Now you're don't want to show up the senior vice president.
Well, I don't know what this time.
But if you talk it up, you're going to show him. You're showing off.
All right, hold on. Let me give him one idea.
Senior vice president.
All right.
What is it? What is the title?
I just drive the van and pass out bumper.
Very good. Okay. Alan said senior.
Love will keep us together. It's about seven. You ready?
Here. 7 seconds.
Michael Hughes, everybody.
359. 106.7. You got to say the time. You got to say the time three ways. No, I stepped on the post.
It's been a while. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a while.
That was fantastic.
All right, hold on. Now, I'll let you hear the intro first on the next one, okay? We'll give you a lot of time on this one. To remember this chart topper by Jigsaw.
Jigsaw.
Don't you remember Sky High?
Sure.
All right, now let's
Sky High.
Here you go. There's a post at 10, but you got to walk it all the way right here, and your time is 16 and a half.
Right, 16 and a half. It's more than the previous 7 seconds. Here we go.
Is there a weather forecast somewhere?
Do we have a weather forecast? Today, rain, temperatures in the mid-40s.
You ready?
Cloudy tonight, rain diminishing.
Michael Hughes Show.
KCBQ. Yeah, pretty much.
Where's KCBQ?
San Diego.
San Diego.
You're on.
Jigsaw. What's the weather? Rain today.
Rain today.
Cold.
Temperatures in the 40s.
Any ice?
Chance of ice tonight.
Chance of ice.
Hit the call.
4 o'clock. Straight up.
Right, I think we've established why you are in upper-level management now.
Wow.
It didn't last long. I had no groupies.
No groupies at all?
No.
I used to pick up girls all the time on the phone. God, so easy. It's like, see, to me, it's like... It's so easy. Hey, Michael Hughes with you. Good afternoon. I used to be a lonely disc jockey. Now I'm a guy wearing a suit and tie for Infinity Broadcasting. Right on the ship. WJFK. 4 o'clock. Hey, check out Arsenio Hall on the CBS show. That's called Synergy, man. It's Shining Star.
Yeah.
See, that's easy.
Could somebody get a towel for the microphone now?
That's easy. Okay, I'll give you one more.
Oh,
it's got a real, real...
A long one or a short one?
You want long or short, Michael?
Who did the Wizards play tonight?
Oh, he's looking at
what he's doing. He's trying to get some content.
That's what it is. Show prep.
You want long or short?
Shortest.
Short?
Story of
Shortest.
Life.
Lady Marmalade.
You guys have this stuff here?
Yeah, we've got a lot of stuff.
I got tons of my great CDs. You ready? Michael Hughes Show. J-C-B-Q.
Wizards in town tonight, taking on, Bruins.
Bruins, sure, yeah. Right.
It's hockey.
Yeah, it's hockey.
Wow. You suck.
The last
thing out of your mouth, no matter what you say, no matter how disjointed, it's always the call letters.
All letters.
Even if you're off on a tangent, you just stop what you're saying to get the call letters in.
Don't you have the jingle shout?
Do we have a jingle? Do you need a
WJFK?
Shout?
WJFK. Oh, yeah.
Do you want one of
Rob Spiewak?
Do you want one of those? Robbie, will you give me some jingles?
I can get you some jingles.
You get some regular jingles?
I don't need jingles. When am I done?
All right, one more record. One more record. How about You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet? Baby! That's a pretty easy one. I'll tell you, you can fill this one up by saying, I'm Michael Hughes. It's cloudy. And
we already did the weather, though.
Well, that really didn't count because you helped him out, though.
It's the morning show.
And the call letters.
Yeah, you can say that tomorrow morning, Howard Stern and his wacky morning zoo crew will be here. Howard and Robin and Jackie. Oh, no,
Jackie's not there anymore.
Howard and Robin and the whole wacky gang will be here tomorrow morning to wake you up.
There's some shouts.
Or you could do this thing where you just say, hey, I'm Michael Hughes, and actually, here's the big surprise. I'm here to fire the entire staff.
We got this one. We got
WJFK.
That's a good
there
one.
There you go. Now, back time that to the post.
Back time that to the post? What do you mean?
I don't know.
Are you ready? Here you go. And
WJFK.
I'm Michael Hughes. Join Howard Stern and his wacky zoo crew tomorrow morning on JFK. WJFK 106.7.
Mm-hmm.
Doing the Wednesday afternoon get together.
What are you going to be doing the rest of your afternoon, Michael? Firing everybody.
Hey, you nailed it. All right. That's a winner.
Bravo.
That's a winner. So you've walked around, you've seen the radio station, the rudderless ship.
Indeed.
That's killing Alan right now. You said so many nice things to Michael about Alan. That's the thing he remembered, and that's, of course, now what we're talking about.
Four or five times you said that.
So now you've been around the station. What do you think about things here?
Good group of people.
Good group?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you meet Jason?
Jason behind me?
No.
Oh, I'm Buzz. That's Buzz Burbank. It's our newsman right there.
Hi, Buzz.
Nice to meet you.
That's Rob Spiewak.
He's got a news voice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, he does. That's why he's in that room.
That's what I do.
And he's quite a nice, he's a very talented writer.
Very nice guy.
Not that stable.
Yeah.
Just
whatever. A lot of personal.
I'll check his file.
Okay, yeah.
Please. And a swinger. Not kidding about that.
Yeah.
A while ago, I don't know if you're into this, Michael, but he and his wife did the old, swabberoonies.
Spotted past.
Anyway, he did it. So, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
And
you're
a pleasure meeting you, and great meeting today.
Yeah, man.
Thanks.
And not many guys would come in here. We'll give you a round of applause.
Yeah, yes. Good job.
Appreciate it.
There you go.
Enjoy.
Bye-bye.
Now you can go back and see the very nervous Alan Line one.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Michael.
Yeah, we're going to have to call him now.
You know what that's called? Ladies and gentlemen, that's called establishing a relationship.
Yeah.
Now, as Alan pries his underpants from between his butt cheeks.
Exactly.
Alan. Hey, we just had our man Mike Hughes in here being a DJ.
Yeah.
You know what? I
just was on a conference call and I missed it.
Oh, so this is like a conference call.
Al, he was in here talking up records. He was having, dare I say, the time of his life.
Al. There you go.
He was having a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's been a good couple of days here in Washington for
it's
Michael.
It's fantastic.
He really liked it.
He absolutely loved it. He wasn't dying to get out of here. Yeah, like somebody shot him out of a cannon.
Yeah, but he came in.
He came in. That's the important part.
He came in. He sat down. He did his whole thing. Yeah. I wanted to, hey, everybody, Michael Hughes with you. Here's what's happening at WJFK. Well, first off, as you know, it's a totally rudderless ship. Our course right now is unknown. And I want to say hi to Alan Limelon. And Alan, I want to assure you, you have job security. I have a 72-hour contract I'd like you to sign right now. WJFK.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
That's fun.
I think it's been just a terrific day.
Acting General Manager Alan Limelon.
What do you think, Alan?
I think it's great. I'm thrilled.
Good. Everybody's happy, Don.
Yeah. Just like that waitress.
Just like that waitress.
Hey, Al.
Yo.
How about saying hi to Rob?
No, it hasn't been that good a day.
He won't do it. Mm. All right, see you.
All right, guys, have a good show.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. There he goes. And you're right. That's got to kill him.
Oh, wow.
That's got to kill him.
Hey, I guarantee you, he won't get that treatment anywhere else he goes.
No.
Not a chance.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gee whiz, gang. Looks like the killer gutted the victim, strangled him with his own intestines, and then dumped the body in the river. You're right, Scoob. We're dealing with one sick son of a bitch.
The Don and Mike Show.
Two hot and hairy bear studs. Don and Mike.
It's the best of Don and Mike. With the good music of the wardrobe malfunction lady right behind me, we're moving forward with beautiful and marvelous moments from Don and Mike. Checkered Pass. I think you're going to enjoy this great stuff coming up today, by the way. Stick around. We will have the Van Pattens and Buzz celebrating Black History Month. It's chilling, isn't it? Live and learn. You'll like it from Buzz. But we're going to get started on two parts here where we discuss celebrity boxing. Oh, sure. Kids today, they just assume celebrity boxing has always been around. But remember, there was a day when there was no celebrity boxing. Oh, yeah. We're old-timers. We remember that. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Really, our lead story has to be the fact that our friend Greg Brady got his ass pounded last night by Danny Bonaduce. Not only did he get his ass pounded,
he got killed.
He went down on the very first punch.
He didn't throw a punch.
Last night,
he didn't throw a punch in the entire, but I mean, it didn't seem like it.
He tried.
He tried, but I mean,
he tried.
First of all, I really thought, you know, being a fat guy myself, you see a guy like Barry Williams when he comes into the studio, and, you know, he looks like he's a slender guy. Looks like he's actually...
Now you put him in the boxing trunks, though.
And then you just see his, like, doughy. His midriff that resembled, like, a 60-year-old woman.
His big man teeth.
Mike, you nailed it when we had him on yesterday when you said he's been in training for years for musical theater.
Yeah.
Got the build of like a musical theater performer.
He has a musical theater's body.
So, yeah.
But what an ass. Danny Bonaducci.
Yeah.
What a pure ass he is.
I think Barry, Greg, whatever, he's calling today. Okay. He's going to discuss what happened.
Good. And the best boxer was Todd Bridges.
Well,
I mean, going away, but I mean, Todd Bridges knew how to box.
But listen, also, say this, Vanilla Ice is cut, he's got the tattoos, he's got the body, but it's obvious that Vanilla Ice has never been in any kind of fight in his life.
You know, Todd Bridges was the only boxer that was in the celebrity boxing who really, really knew how to box.
Well, he's been in
the
Hooskow.
He's been in the Hooskow, but even that, it looks like he had some real training. Somebody taught him how to box, because you know what he was doing? He's the only one that was giving the jab, that was stopping Vanilla Ice. And the thing that was funny is Vanilla Ice would lean forward, and Todd Bridges, with his elbows close to his side, would come out with a straight jab and stop him. Wow. I mean, like a good boxer would do.
Vanilla Ice trained for one day.
Oh, did he really?
I read that he trained for one day for the fight, and then when the came out,
yes,
Tonya Harding, God, what a bitch. I mean, nobody likes Paula
Jones. When did she get the boobs?
To begin with.
Yeah, she looked...
Maybe after she made her video or after she was in a magazine or something.
Did she do a porno?
Yeah, well, no, that was an unreleased porno. We watched it on the show of her having sex with her...
Yeah, that was the unreleased thing. She had huge breasts.
Well, all I know is that... And what about that thing that Paula Jones had covering her nose? That Paula Jones had, like, this headgear
right.
that covers her schnoz that she's had worked on.
Paula Jones, what a total
couldn't
joke.
See a thing.
Paula Jones, you know, she's hiding behind the referee. And then at one point, Paula Jones goes to her corner and she gives up.
Squid.
And Tonya Harding comes up behind her.
And she
smacks her in the back of the head.
Does what she does best, which is cheating.
Tonya.
You know, and then in fairness to Tonya, she went to her corner, but the referee did not wave it off, so the fight was still going on. But they wanted, the announcers being the asses that they were, the announcers wanted to make it this illegal thing that Tonya Harding had done. And it was, nothing could be further from the truth. However,
I disagree. I think, you know... You go to your corner.
When the referee says, "Hey, no more fighting," but if you just cower in your corner, you come in and you bring it. Absolutely.
And at one point, didn't Tonya Harding like ask for a timeout or something?
Mm-hmm.
There are no timeouts in boxing. Crying in baseball.
Tonya Harding is the ultimate cheat, though.
Yeah,
she is. But you know, I don't like it when they made it more than it was. But she is the ultimate cheater. It was such a. It was it was highly entertaining, though. Got to give the old Fox Network. Credit.
I'm just sad that Barry didn't even just get one punch in on Danny Bonaducci.
Here's the deal.
Douchey.
You know, the deal is that Danny Bonaducci was, you know, so over the top into it. I mean, he was so much more into it than anybody that was there. And, you know, it's just, I can't stand that.
And I guess they did let him take timeouts, and Paula Jones took a couple of timeouts as well.
Right.
Well, you know why Bonaducci won? Because he had A.C. Slater from Saved by the Bell in his corner.
Oh, really? Was he in the corner?
Yeah. Is that his cut man?
I guess, but I mean, I guess they're on that show together.
Yeah, the other half.
So they had the guy, A.C. Slater.
But how old is Barry? They said he was 47.
Yeah.
He looked like he was 67.
But he had the hair of a 20-year-old.
He did not look... You know, is that what happens between, like, your early 40s and your late 40s?
Goddamn,
that
I hope
scared
that.
The crap out of me.
I hope that. You know, I was watching it last night.
It's frightening.
I was saying to my wife, really, if I was Barry Williams, well, first off, you know, I'd find a nice, cool guy. Let's say I'm Barry Williams and I'm having to promote this thing, and he's calling our show and all the other shows.
I'm lying.
And, yeah, you know... That, like, we had him on yesterday at 1 o'clock.
He's been on all the radio shows.
You know that 8 hours later, America's going to see him get his ass pounded.
Yeah, he's like on an island somewhere.
By Danny Bonaducci. How could you possibly come on? I mean, I know he got paid money and
he got hurt. He's the only
charity.
Guy. He's the only guy that got really hurt.
He got
hurt.
His ass kicked.
Wow. He really got hurt.
How could you come on shows and not just say...
Right, I got my ass whooped.
I know I told me not to say this, but... Man, you're going to be embarrassed when you see me tonight. I mean, that's what I want to ask him today when he calls in today.
My hope for this show is that it catches and it, you know, gets a big number, which I guess you'll know today whether it did a decent overnight. The thing is, if it catches on...
It killed. It got a huge rating.
If it becomes, like, the thing to do, which it could be, you'll get some better celebrities.
No, but you got to find the bottom feeders that'll do it, though.
Yeah, you got to find the bottom feeders at the beginning, but then if it gets trendy... You know, and it gets trendy. You get some of the guys that, you know, they realize, well, they wear headgear. We're really not going to get that badly hurt. But, it's kind of a cool thing to do.
Now, you know what? You're never going to get above the Vanilla Ice.
You never think you'd get like a Bruce Willis or anything like that?
No, I don't.
Like
I
the
don't,
bald ones?
I don't think so. You know,
yeah, you'd get Stephen Baldwin.
You would get one of the minor Baldwins.
Right, right.
You wouldn't get a major Baldwin. You wouldn't get, for instance,
you'd get Stephen Baldwin if you did celebrity finger pulling.
You wouldn't get like, you couldn't even get game show hosts. I would imagine you couldn't get Regis versus Pat Sajak.
Right.
You couldn't get, you're just going to get losers doing it.
Yeah.
I mean, really, I'm trying.
But there should be plenty of losers.
I was thinking when I'm watching that, and I'm thinking to myself, I guess Bonaducci went into training for 6 months for that.
Yeah,
he was in pretty good shape.
He was in very good shape. Looked like he could throw a punch. But Todd Bridges knew how to box, and I was the most impressed by him.
I would imagine that very soon you'd be able to get any member of the Backstreet Boys.
Yeah.
Involved in it. As a matter of fact, they were singing the national anthem. One of them was with his sister.
Was that the most horrible rendition of the national anthem you've ever heard?
It was.
Not only, you know, when the anthem is sung poorly, it becomes this, you realize what a labor the song is, just when they're sitting there going, and trying to do their harmony that they, like, worked on in the limo over to the venue.
and the sister was the lead singer.
Yeah, and then he was, like, kicking it in. He looked like, you know, he has his hand over his heart, but it was totally insincere, you know.
Let me just see. I don't know. Like, you wouldn't, I'm just looking at a list of celebrities right now. You might, in a couple of years, be able to get Keanu Reeves to do that.
Yeah. Who would you want to see right now? And I say that not just on the celebrities you'd like to see, but the ones you think you could maybe get. Right now, because we've got the bottom feeders right there.
All right, right there, I'm going to tell you. You could get Jim Belushi.
Yeah.
He's got a television show.
Oh, and he's got that, you know, you've seen him interview where he's got that kind of delusion of grandeur like Danny Bonaducci has.
Randy Quaid, maybe.
Absolutely, without question. Yeah. You know, let me say, you'd have an outside shot at this point of getting Dennis Quaid.
Yeah.
Effed up as his life is.
Yeah, Dennis Quaid against against Jim Belushi.
I bet you could get all the secondary players from Seinfeld, like John O'Hurley and
John O'Hurley's got a successful show though. He wouldn't. He's got to tell the truth.
You might be able to get Michael Richards, though.
Yeah.
At this point, Kramer might be willing to do it.
But the one I'd want to see would be Jason Alexander. And he's, you know, all he's got is those crappy Kentucky Fried Chicken commercials.
He's making
$10 million for that.
Him against Newman.
Newman would be another one.
Yeah.
An excellent choice. Buzz,
you may have found some aptitude in this. You're two for two.
I'm going to work for Fox.
You know, I'm thinking maybe you get a guy like... Adam Arkin, is that the guy I'm thinking of?
Right.
Arkin. You know, one of those guys who's in movies but not a movie star. And right. I mean,
you could get Alan Thicke. He was on Fear Factor the other
night. I mean, no offense, because this name I'm going to throw out is maybe our best friend really in showbiz. He's on the show all the time and he kills, but Kevin Pollak's star has been fading recently.
Kevin Pollak, but doesn't strike me as the violent type.
No.
But
still, if he gets to the point in his career...
Of course, Barry Williams didn't strike me as the violent type either.
No.
Quite the opposite. Danny Bonaducci, I mean, you know, strikes me as one of the most violent people I've ever seen.
Right here. Who would doubt me on this one? Carrot Top would do it.
Yes.
You know, okay, Carrot Top versus Gallagher?
Yes!
Yeah, perfect.
Carrot Top. Now write that one down. Yeah. Carrot Top versus
Gallagher.
Now, the headliner, though, usually women. You got to have women, and they have to have that villain streak. If you're going on the theme, tough to find. You know, you did pretty well with Tanya Harding and Paula Jones to find the women who were villains. Who would you...
How about Star Jones?
Star Jones?
Or any of those broads from The View? Mm-hmm.
Joy Behar. Joy Behar against Barbara Walters.
Barbara Walters would never do it.
No, she wouldn't do it.
She wouldn't do it.
I mean, she'd take a punch and her head would break clean off. Be so brittle.
What about Melissa Rivers?
Melissa Rivers, fantastic. Against her mother.
They do it.
Man, I'm trying to think of like people that...
Hold on, here's another great one.
People that you love to hate.
I got another great one.
Ooh.
And you can sign her up today for 5 cents. Brett Butler.
Yeah.
You know that show...
Yeah, Brett Butler.
Whatever her
Grace
TV
Under
show.
Fire.
Grace Under mm-hmm. Fire.
And
you know what? I bet Roseanne would do it. Roseanne does anything. And speaking of that... Hell, you could get Tom Arnold to do that. All you have to do is buy him a bus ticket.
That's perfect. Tom Arnold.
Against himself.
Against himself. You know, pay money to see Tom Arnold. He's hitting himself in the head.
Yeah. A good match, seriously, would be Tom Arnold versus Jim Belushi.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That'd be two guys who appear to be about the same size.
Yeah, that's good. I like that.
About the same weight class, maybe.
And I like the Brett Butler, too. That works. I'm not really good at pulling out the names on this one. I'm not good at this.
Okay, so who would Brett Butler fight? What is this?
Macaulay Culkin versus Adam Rich. I think Macaulay Culkin would do it.
Macaulay Culkin versus Adam Rich?
The kid from Eight is Enough?
Nicholas, the kid that was all into drugs and stuff.
All right, we got to find
You know, it's sad. It's moments like this that I really wish Dana Plato was still alive.
Someone to go against Brett Butler. Who's some broad from TV?
Take it international and bring in Margaret Cho.
Margaret Cho is
perfect.
That's
a good weight match, too, I think.
You guys are all doing well. I feel like I'm lost at the party here.
What about, is her name Carol Liefert?
Carol Liefert. Yes. You can do a lot of against Rita Rudner.
Paula Poundstone.
Jerry
Paula Poundstone's perfect because she's a villain. Mm-hmm. She's a villainess.
And she would just box in trunks.
Paula Poundstone. Oh, please, no.
Paula Poundstone.
With a necktie.
Okay.
Topless.
Just box in trunks and a necktie. Paula Poundstone. She's removed her robe. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Incredible but true.
The crowd goes nutty.
Wow.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Yeah. How about Danny DeVito versus Gary Coleman?
Well, Danny DeVito's a major star. I mean, Danny DeVito's like made of money. I mean, he doesn't need to do anything.
How about Emmanuel Lewis?
Emmanuel Lewis versus Gary Coleman. You might have, you know, if you got him to do it, it'd be a hell of a bout. Gary Coleman.
You'd have to go with Gary Coleman. Yeah, he would absolutely.
Bonaducci was a karate. He took a lot of karate when he was a kid.
Right.
Kick his ass.
Black belt, I guess.
All right. Hey, Brett Butler against LaToya Jackson.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. My money would be on Brett.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Yeah, crusty old broad. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, buddy. How's it going?
Okay.
Congratulations on your surgery.
Oh, thank you. My successful brain tumor was removed.
I don't hear a touch of slurred speech.
Moment before the show today.
I just wanted to know if Frida asked the doctor to put an extra stitch in for mommy.
honeymoon stitch.
Forgot about that. Thank you, my friend. Hello.
Do you know our old friend David Hainline, who used to work here, the sales guy?
Oh, he's the guy that... let me just give a little background on this guy. When we did our old morning show... This guy, David Hainline, he would talk about how he could light his farts on fire. So we brought him outside the radio station, and we had a microphone out there, and he discreetly pulled down his pants and had a butane lighter.
It was over. It was like he didn't bare his buttocks totally. He had briefs on.
I mean,
when he did it, he
burned his ass.
He pushed so hard that when he relaxed, it burned him.
And the whole time that he worked at that station,
he was in a lot of pain, and we were in pain ourselves because we were laughing so hard.
He was so proud of that, he had it put on a cassette. And when he would go out on a sales call to sell the show, to tell people what the show was about,
right. Yeah.
He would play them the cassette.
This is me lighting my fart on fire.
And setting his ass on fire.
And injuring myself in the process.
That's who David Hainline is.
And David Hainline is a guy that, the only one that I know that actually was in the delivery room and made that line, which did not go over well with either the doctors or his wife, when he said, put another stitch in for daddy.
For daddy.
Right in the delivery room. Probably not the best place to say that, moron.
For daddy. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How you doing?
Hey, we're doing great, thanks.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
You're great.
Thanks.
Love you.
Thanks.
Please
remember the verbiage that, let me just stop you for a second. The verbiage is, we've been requested by an anonymous programmer named Tim Sabian. We've been requested that you guys say, you rock.
You rock.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
How you doing?
We're doing fine. How are you?
All right.
What's new?
You were talking about Rosie O'Donnell.
Yes.
I went to high school with her.
Yeah?
Really?
Back in Long Island.
You ever party with her?
Oh, I used to sell her dupes.
You used to sell her joints?
Yeah.
Wow. No surprise
She was butch back then.
Butch back then. What type of pot did she like? Did she like brown, cheap pot? Did she like your mid-level?
I love the cheapish. Cheap stuff. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you can't say the S-word.
I know.
And obviously, you're still smoking today.
No, I'm not,
selling.
Actually.
Right now.
You're not? Are you doing anything today?
We had to delete him out.
I understand that.
He said he sold Rosie the cheap S.
Yeah, and did she like, so you think she liked the girls even back then?
Oh, yeah, she hung out with the jocks and the cheerleaders.
Ah,
gotcha.
Interesting.
All right, well, enjoy that, bud.
All right, have a good one.
See you later.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
That's a little after 11 Eastern time.
Yeah. Mike, you're the one that told me it's always 5 o'clock somewhere.
It is, and that's, I've had cocktail hour at 7 a.m. or 4:20.
Hello, Don and Mike's show. Hello.
Buzz.
What?
Yeah.
Testing.
4:20.
I get that.
Hello.
I don't.
I get jokes. Hello, Don and Mike show. Joe? Are you there?
Rob, it's a marijuana reference.
Hello. What? Who should fight Brett Butler?
Yeah, I think Kathleen Turner's still getting, like, roles on Broadway and stuff like that.
I just read on the tabloid she's back in the booze, though.
Is she really?
Yeah, they do both look like that. Thank you. Johnny. Hello, John. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Who's Chuck Zito?
He's the guy on Oz.
I don't know if you ever watch Oz. I watch it sometimes on HBO.
I watch the real Oz on HBO, man. That show that the caller told us about, the Gladiator show. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that is
were
not...
they really, the whole first, like, 2 minutes of it is watching a guy get stabbed to death?
Not a happy show to watch.
Oh, my God. You saw that, Buzz?
I've seen just a little bit of it, which was bloody.
Yeah, really.
Let's go to Chris, Portland, Oregon. Hi, Chris.
Think I have a villainous woman that can fight Brett Butler for you.
Okay.
Robin Givens.
Yeah, but Robin Givens is almost too good looking.
Yeah, and Robin Givens wasn't really a villainess. She just got out of the relationship with the big villain himself.
Well, remember, she was on the cover of the National Enquirer, the most hated woman in America.
Was she really? I don't recall that.
LaToya Jackson versus Shannon Doherty.
There you go.
I'd go for that.
Yeah.
And I think LaToya would kick her ass.
Yeah.
That would not even be close.
It'd be fun.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
See you later. Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I got one for you.
Yeah.
How about a battle of buddies? Ed McMahon versus Jerry Lewis?
Come on, we got to be serious.
You got to be realistic.
They'd never do it.
Okay, Kathleen Turner, Cybill Shepherd?
It's a maybe.
Perhaps.
Cybill Shepherd.
It's a good weight match.
Cybill Shepherd intrigues me.
Yeah, it does me too.
Sure.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
I got one for you.
Okay.
Anne Heche, Ellen DeGeneres.
Now, that would be a great fight we'd all like to see. I don't think they'd do it.
No. Yeah, not really realistic.
I can work that too, not done.
There she is, Anne Heche. Be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'm torn between two lovers. I don't know what to do. I'm trying to keep her happy.
Well,
and Gilman's saying, well, leave early. And there's too much whining going on. I can't handle it.
The Don and Mike Show. Masters of the Taking Touch, Don and Mike.
Indeed, the best of Don and Mike here on WJFK and other great stations along the Love Network. Moving on, it's celebrity boxing. I just want to let you in on a little secret. I just spilled popcorn all over the air studio. Please don't tell the engineering department. Okay, it is a celebrity boxing part two on TBDOM.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Did you notice how much... Constructive surgery that Tanya had on her face. She used to look like Howdy Doody if she'd had freckles, and now she's kind of got everything else fixed.
Yeah, she just looks odd. She just
and the boobage was bigger. You're right about that.
But she gets more like white trash with every appearance I see her on TV. Hey, Jerry Springer versus Montel Williams. Now you could say Jerry Springer too old, but it would balance out because Montel's got that disease.
Hello, Don, Mike Show.
Hey, I got the chick for you to fight.
Who's that?
How about Soleil Moonfry?
Now, who's that? Soleil, what show is that? Funky Brewster?
Funky Brewster.
She's fighting with her boobs. Just throw her big, gigantic boobs around.
Oh, wait.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
She's got money now.
Hey, guys, got a prize fight for you. Kathy Lee versus Kelly Lee.
Never happened, but I'd pay anything to see it happen.
Yeah. Kathy Lee Gifford versus Anna Nicole Smith.
Hello, two gold diggers.
Yeah.
And you can have in the corner there a nearly dead or dead husband.
Yeah. Have the dead husband in one corner and Giff in the other one.
A good fight would be Giff against Anna Nicole. Yeah, Anna Nicole Smith's dead husband.
Put up your dukes. Hey, I Come kicked
on.
His ass.
Come on, quarterback.
I hit him so hard his arm fell off.
Don and Mike Show.
Yes, Don Imus and Larry King.
That is fantastic. Sanction. The two that we're going to keep are Carrot Top and Gallagher and Larry King versus Don. Those are good.
That's good.
Those are good. Hello, Bob. Don and Mike Show. Hello. Bob, are you there?
It really is unlimited.
Oh, no, Bob, how about Snap?
Oh, Snap's calling again?
Snap. Hey, what's up, Snap? And Snap, the guy that wanted to kill a woman with
the piano wire. Snap, did you get your mind right overnight?
The girl. Mary's the girl who called the show yesterday.
Right.
Yes, all right, go ahead, Snap.
It's kind of an age mismatch.
Yeah, we've had there. Jackie Stallone on the show before.
Right.
She would not be a bad choice if you could find another broad.
Very old, though.
Joan Collins or...
Richard Simmons
and Elton John.
All right, thank you, Snap. Andy, hello.
I've had enough of you, Snap. Hello, Andy.
I'm hungry. I need a Fig Newton. Ann Robinson against Brett
You'd have to wait, yeah, but you'd have to wait until the weakest link is canceled.
Right.
I mean, she still is kind of riding that crest of pseudo-popularity, right? I mean, she's still almost too hot.
Yeah,
I don't mean
employed.
Hot like beautiful. Yeah, she's got a job.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking you could throw Whoopi Goldberg in, but Whoopi Goldberg's got Hollywood Squares. She's
never do it.
She's too happening.
Mike, I'm going to bring up a name from the past.
Okay.
Get the tape.
Okay.
We have an endorsement from this person.
Oh, we do?
Well, I'm going to tell you, it would be perfect.
Perfect boxing?
If we could find the right person to fight against this almost really never was a celebrity.
Very cool.
Okay? You got it?
Yeah.
This guy, for a long time, was the biggest pain in our ass. How about this guy?
This is Mark Price, better known as the Skipster on Family Ties.
God.
And I don't listen to Don and Mike on WJFK, not when there's more intelligent talk show personalities like Wayne and Garth.
Do you remember what a pain in the ass that guy was?
He was horrible. He was so nice.
He wanted to be a stand-up comedian.
And he did it. He tried out his material, and it was, I mean, it was not even, there wasn't a laugh anywhere near it.
Did he still qualify as the sweatiest guest ever?
Yes.
Yeah.
He was so, and the tape, the thing that's great about that tape is it really demonstrates exactly what his interview was
like.
This
is Mark Price, better known as the Skipster on Family Ties. And I don't listen to Don and Mike on WJFK, not when there's more intelligent talk show personalities like Wayne and Garth.
I'd match him with Lewis.
There you go. Did Lewis the retard?
Yeah. Don't you think?
Lewis may not be available for
yeah, me. I understand.
Hello.
But
Don and Mike's
in our fantasy world.
Right. Okay.
Hello. Hi.
This probably won't happen anytime soon, but the perfect bitch against Brett Butler, Patricia Heaton.
Yeah, amen. Yeah. And boy, would I love to see her get it. Just get right. Pounded. Just.
I'd like to see
I am certainly not one advocating violence against women, but right. I'm saying if you got that bitch from Everybody Loves Raymond in the ring with someone, you know what? It'd be great.
Would be our girl Leah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Leah Remini.
Leah's tough.
Leah Remini versus Patricia Heaton.
Leah's tough in a talking way, but I think she's very feminine.
I do believe that Leah could take down, and I don't mean that in the Rosie and Diane Sawyer way. I mean she could pop, and Patricia Heaton would go down.
I'm not sure. I'm not. You know, Leah is a tough talker. She's all woman.
Get her on the phone.
Very scrappy.
Right,
she's
all
though.
Woman. And
very
I don't.
Scrappy.
I don't. I think of Leah. Believe it or not, with all of her toughness, I think of her as a delicate flower.
No. Get her on the phone. I bet if we just asked her very
simply.
She's
going to get mad at me. Now I'm going to tell you right now. If we get her on the phone, she's going to be angry with me, I think, for saying this.
No.
That I don't think she could take.
She doesn't have to know that we've taken sides on this. We're just going to say, we're talking about the Fox show last night.
All right. I want her to know, though. There's some part of me that wants her to know. I want her to know that I think she's a delicate flower.
I think she'd be flattered.
In a similar vein, who would you pick in Jerry Stiller versus Doris Roberts?
Doris Roberts.
You think?
You know, Doris Roberts is more stout and healthier.
Jerry's got the reach.
Yeah.
And Mike, don't worry. Don't worry. I'm not going to hold this over your head. The rating of women.
Oh, no.
The fact that you only gave Leah a 5.3.
What'd you give her?
A 6.7.
Yeah, you're going to rat me out on that as soon as she
gets on. No, I'm not. Not right away.
You unbelievable bastard.
Not right away. I
you're
won't.
Going to do that to me.
And, you know, we hate Patricia.
How did I let you do that? How did I let that happen? Did I go first?
Yes.
I went first.
Yeah. I don't think so.
No, you did.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, like you would have amended it if I had gone first?
Yeah.
Well, tough tease.
There you go.
You got me on the Heidi Klum thing.
Right.
You worked.
Yes, I did.
You worked it to your advantage with Heidi Klum.
How did I give Leah that low grade? I must have been unhappy with her that day.
Let me see. Who do you think is, or is just Mike's list? Here's some of the women that you consider to be hotter than Leah Remini. Wow, Leah's only number 40 on your overall list.
I'm screwed.
You have Gwen Stefani as better looking.
Gwen, yeah.
Toni Braxton.
Mm-hmm.
Jill Hennessy.
Mm-hmm.
Rebecca Romaine Stamos.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Christina Aguilera.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Stacey Keibler, the wrestler.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
You're up S Creek with her.
Where is she? What does she rank on your list?
On my list, Leah is number
number three.
Number 32.
So you ranked her 8 points higher than I did.
Oh, hold on. No, that's combined. I'm sorry. That's the combined list. On my list, Leah Remini is number 28.
Oh, okay.
28. I got her 28. You got her 40.
So the question is, in a fight...
I don't think... I think Patricia Heaton would beat Leah in a fight. I might as well go for broke here. But I think she's beautiful.
We can't get a hold of her. We're calling. She'll call in later.
Kevin James against Ray Romano. Kevin James.
No contest. No question. Absolutely no question. Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike show.
How you doing?
Okay.
First of all, Don and Mike, you guys rock.
Thank you.
I do have the perfect one for Brett Butler.
And everybody, when you call in and you say, Don and Mike, you guys rock, would you please say, that's for you, Tim?
That's for you, Tim.
When you call and you say, Don and Mike, you guys rock, that's for you, Tim.
Yeah, a little tip in for Tim.
Because that's Tim Sabian, the program director at YSP,
mm-hmm.
he's great. He's been a friend of mine for 25 years. I worked with him back in Chicago at the station.
Great as long as he keeps his blood pressure medicine in his own apartment.
And he's been a big supporter of the show and a big important part of us getting on to Philadelphia.
Very nice man.
His only request was, he said, you know, I love it. And he said, I've heard people call and just say spontaneously, you guys rock.
Right, how about Tim Rocks, too?
To me, that's like the dumbest piece of advice I've ever heard in my life.
Right.
But I said, if it will make you happy, Tim.
You guys rock.
So from now on, when you say, you guys rock, say, that's for you, Tim.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Now what can we do for you, sir?
All right, perfect person for Brett Butler would be Winona Ryder. A drunk versus a thief.
Well, I don't believe Winona Ryder is a thief, sir. I believe she's been
shoplifting.
No, she's been framed.
The videotape apparently exonerated her of those charges.
Yes, she was the only thing she was putting in her purse was a wrapper from a straw.
Right.
So she wasn't littering.
She's only guilty of being beautiful.
That's it. Absolutely.
You know, it would be a good match for Kevin James weight wise is the guy from Grounded for Life, Don L. Lowe.
But Ted Danson against Frazier Crane.
Ooh, that would be good.
Ted Danson would kick his ass.
I think so.
Yeah.
Hello, Donna Mike show.
Hey, buddies.
Hey, buddy.
Craig Kilborn against Conan O'Brien.
Craig Kilborn versus Conan O'Brien, I would go with Craig Kilborn.
Yeah, I would, too.
How about Dave versus Ted Koppel?
Dave. Dave's crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dave Letterman's crazy.
Yeah, you're right.
I think any of the late-night guys, you put them on against Letterman, Letterman's nuts.
Coming out like a windmill?
Yeah. I mean, it's just crazy stuff.
Screaming like Flanders.
Crazy.
Hello.
He's crazy.
Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike. Listen up, Timbo. Don and Mike, you guys absolutely rock.
So again, please, stick to the format. The format is, if you're going to say it, Don and Mike, you guys rock. That's for you, Tim.
Bingo.
Bingo. Okay. Hey, what about that Ellen DeGenitals and that ugly skank thing, Sandra Bernhardt?
Sandra Bernhardt wouldn't be bad. Not a bad battle.
You mean yeah.
Sandra Bernhardt.
Sandra Bernhardt.
Sandra, I knew who he meant.
Yeah, okay. You know, Sandra Bernhardt would definitely be realistic. You could get...
Yes.
You probably couldn't get Ellen, but you could get Sandra Bernhardt.
Yes, you could.
So we have to put somebody in there, man, against Sandra Bernhardt. Someone of similar...
Paula Poundstone would be outstanding.
Paula Poundstone
Sandra Bernhardt. That's a dream match.
Fantastic bout.
Both of them topless wearing neckties.
Of course.
Yeah, because, I mean, if they were topless, it wouldn't be that big a deal. He probably wouldn't even have to edit it.
It'd be like seeing Barry Williams without his shirt on. Hello. Hello, you there?
Hello, Don.
Minus the hair. Don, at least on Sandra Bernhardt.
Hello.
You were looking for a Brett Butler?
Why is Brett Butler, like, captured the imagination of everyone?
Well, because I think she's white trashy enough, and she's down on her luck enough that a lot of people are digging on the fact that she'd be a good one for the show. Right. Who?
Linda Tripp.
Oh, Linda Tripp. Yeah, except Linda Tripp's got the big C.
Yeah. Oh, she does?
Yeah.
She has cancer?
Yes, well, she does.
I didn't know that.
Yes, she does.
Really? I got to read more papers.
Really? Bad?
She got it bad?
Don't know how bad. Don't know how bad.
Keep us advised.
I will.
Apparently, I'm the only one. Apparently, I'm the only one that noticed, and I want to announce that, yes. Linda Tripp has cancer.
Wow, I had no...
I'm all busted up about it.
How did I miss that?
A lot of people are.
I don't know, Mike. This is how... When I turned on the news, this is exactly what... This is Dan Rather, CBS Evening News. Linda Tripp has cancer. And then he just started laughing.
Hysterical.
And spinning around in his chair.
Yeah, there was tremendous controversy at CBS for a while, the way he handled that.
Yeah. He
didn't handle it as delicately as he might have.
He went all loopy. And then Tom Brokaw. We'll go
this
ahead.
Is Tom Brokaw. We have the bulletin here. Linda Tripp has cancer. It's the way they all announced it.
Nobody
did ABC have a fanfare at all when Peter Jennings? They did. I believe we're looking for that right now. But ABC handled it in a. This is Peter Jennings. This bulletin just in. Linda Tripp has the big C. Orthodox way of sharing that bad news with the viewership.
I normally do
very,
that.
Very strange. Very odd.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
You guys rock. That's for you, Tim.
There you go.
There you go. That's how you do it.
Nice job.
That's how you do it.
All right, hey, how about those two perky little Olsen twins, man?
They're getting hot again, though. They're actually they're starting to become rather attractive and starting to get a whole new phase of celebrity to them.
Who told you 10 years ago that someday they'd be hot and they'd be in Playboy and you were like calling me a pedophile?
Yeah, I've seen a photo spread recently, and they are not being. They're not doing that thing, you know, like some cute kids get hit by the ugly stick.
No, it's not about that. We got another one, though, when they announced that Linda Tripp had cancer.
Oh, well, it was on the Fox News channel. It was announced, too. This just in, we have word that Linda Tripp has cancer.
A little more dramatic
on the Fox.
That's how they do things on Fox.
Yeah,
right.
And how about this, really, seriously, for a celebrity boxing match?
Right.
Ozzy... Because I watched the Osbournes last
Ozzy
night.
Ozzy Osbourne.
I watched the TiVo'd Ozzy
right.
show. I'm telling you, that is the freaking greatest show I have ever seen. The second episode was so much better than the first. It
right.
is so funny. First of all, it's funny because it's so unintelligible. That what they got to do, they've got to start running a crawl
right.
on the bottom of the screen
mm-hmm.
to let you know what Ozzy's saying.
Could you punch up closed captioning?
You know what? I'll try that.
I bet you can.
That's funny.
How about that?
That idea is funny in and of itself.
How about Ozzy versus Brian Wilson?
Oh,
fantastic. Oh, now you open yourself up to a whole bunch of stuff. And rockers will do it even if they're, you know, if they're hot.
And we've got another one, incidentally, against Mark Price, Jim J. Buttock.
Yeah, fantastic.
And, and C-SPAN made the announcement also about Linda Tripp, Mike.
This just into C-SPAN, Linda Tripp has the big C. I think we've covered all major news organizations
now. Yeah, we also have run out of, you heard all of our wacky stingers.
Yeah, the little stingers. That you'd have to have Rocker Tommy Lee boxing somebody, too.
Oh, yeah, you could find someone immediately to take him on.
Against Slash.
Or Flash, there you go.
Oh, yeah.
Before we go to break, I have one other tape I want to play for you. It has nothing to do with what we've been talking about. It's from Channel 5, Fox Station here in Washington, Fox Channel 5. It's Holly Morris, who is like a high-strung poodle.
Okay.
I don't know if you've ever seen this broad. She's the one that they send out to do like a
National Airport on Thanksgiving weekend or something like that.
She's the feature reporter.
Okay, very good.
Now, I'm not going to tell you what she's doing.
Oh, I know who this is. This is that manic lady on in the morning.
Yes.
Pain in the ass.
On the morning show. Now, I'm not going to tell you what she's doing here. See if you can guess what she's doing.
Is the password out of context?
This is from Fox 5 this morning, right at the very end where they go to the shot of her. They say, that's it for Fox 5 News. We'll see you tomorrow.
I smell something out of context.
See if you can guess what she's doing.
And you can get news, weather, and the latest news and weather on Fox 5 News at noon. And we'll see you again tomorrow. Do drive safely.
All right, we're in a victory circle. I can't get it.
They are shameless to actually have someone having sex on television.
Now, this is
pretty amazing stuff.
What she's saying is, I've got it. I've got
get it.
Shake it. Shake it. Mm-hmm. Shake it. Yeah!
She's going for, you know.
Yeah!
She's going for the big moment. Pretty obvious.
What she's doing, I will now explain. In real life, she is, this is no lying. In real life, she's married to Tom Sater.
Right,
the weather guy on Fox 5, who's come on the show before.
Mm-hmm.
Right, good guy.
What she is doing in actuality is he is sitting off camera and he has his pants off. And what she is doing is she is with her hand.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so now listen to that again now that you know the setup.
Oh, I didn't even know that. I thought she was experiencing
pleasure. No, listen, because what she's saying is, listen to what she says, and his wife, you only see the left part of her on screen.
Okay.
You don't see what her right hand is doing.
Ah. And you can get news, weather, and the latest news and weather on Fox 5 News at noon. And we'll see you again tomorrow. Do drive safely.
All right, we're in the victory circle. I can't get it.
She responds.
She's so excited, and that's how they ended the Channel 5 news this morning.
Now I've got the whole picture, even though I don't have the videotape. I know what's happening there as she she's got quite a grip on her.
There you go.
And you can get news, weather, and the latest news and weather on Fox 5 News at noon.
There's a picture of her.
We'll see again tomorrow.
Oh, she's going over to her.
All right, we're in the victory circle. I can't get it.
Yeah, it's just incredible. How'd they let that on the news?
I don't know.
It's amazing.
But we were there to save it. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The program director was just listening to your show, and he asked me to give you this.
Hey, Don, Mike, about that last comment, you're on your own.
The Don and Mike Show. Wait till you hear what they done did. The Don and Mike Show.
You know, it's sort of funny to play redneck talk over an Earth, Wind, and Fire record. Just seems to fit nice. It is the best of Don and Mike. Here on Thursday, it's your old buddy Rob Spiewak in here playing the tapes. Good stuff for you today. I teased you about this segment yesterday, and I'm excited to hear it, as I know you will be. It is all the Van Pattens. There's like 1,000 of them, and they're all in studio with Don and Mike.
The question we've always wanted answered on the Don and Mike Show is,
yes,
how many Van Pattens can we get in a room at one time?
This is a gentleman, Mr. Dick Van Patten, who has never let us down.
Never
he is the
once.
Patriarch, Pat, the matriarch of the family. They have never let us down, and once again, they have delivered.
Yeah. So now let's
delivered.
Let's see how many Van Pattens we can cram into a room.
We're going to bring them all in. Now,
all
these are
Van
wives, Patton. Girlfriends. These are everybody.
Now,
I think
have you
got
ever
two
met
wives
Nancy?
Here.
Nancy is Nils' wife.
Nils' wife.
Here she is. That's Nancy.
Nancy.
Okay, now everybody's got microphones.
Do you know what product Nancy was a model for?
What?
The Slam Man.
Fine.
The what?
The Slam Man.
That's a gift that Mike gave me that I threw away.
Rob, let's get everybody introduced here.
All right.
The Van Pattens are moving
close
in.
Close the door now.
Dick sits down. We should get a chair. Pat, take a chair.
We are surrounded by Van Pattens. It is our dream come true.
All right.
This, Mike, this is a dream come true. Look at this.
Well, we've been listening to the show, and this is great radio.
It's
been through a little bit of combustion.
Yeah. Come over here and Buzz, give up your spot here. Get some microphones over here.
Right,
and
Dick, what we're going to probably ask you to do is to introduce the entire clan that has come by our studio today.
All right. Well, first of all...
just speak a little closer into the microphone here.
All my sons are very much like me. They like pretty girls, and they really married them.
Mm-hmm.
This is Jimmy's wife, Shauna, the blonde.
Hello.
Shauna.
And she's now going to host what, the E-Channel? What are you...
Wild On. I just said Wild On.
Wild On.
Yeah. Wild On E.
Yeah. Oh, baby.
South Africa.
Oh, fantastic. Oh,
right.
That's great. Jimmy's looking over me like going, hey, yeah? No slouch, huh?
So, Jimmy, are you proud of your wife for being Wild On E?
Very proud.
Very proud.
I knew she would get something. She came out here and she got a big show. She's the host of it. I'm very excited.
And I think Jimmy wins the award for sounding most like his dad.
Yeah.
Don't you think? He's already sliding into that little, I just want to tell you right now.
All right, bye-bye.
Yeah, she's very proud
bye-bye
of her. She's
now.
Going to South Africa.
We've been on the road for 8 months together.
You understand, has anyone said to you that you're beginning to sound exactly like your father?
Yeah, we've been, all right. We tell me the same person. It's embarrassing.
Danielle's also married another beauty. They really are pretty. I'm not exaggerating.
Now, wait, hold on. What about Pat? You've totally neglected Pat.
She's... When I first met Pat, I said to the guy that was standing Jenny with me. I said, oh my gosh, look at that girl. She's a knockout. And I said, I would marry her. This is true. I said, I would marry her tomorrow. And then my friend, Ralph Nelson, who was the director, he said, what do you mean? You don't know what she's really like. What's the difference? I said, I don't care. She's so pretty. I don't care what she's like. Anyway, she's here, Pat. She was a June Taylor dancer on the Jackie Gleason show when I married her. And she was a wonderful dancer. Now, there's Nels.
Nels?
Another pretty wife.
Pat, do you want to say hi?
Hi, Nels.
Hi.
But, Nels' wife.
Hi, Nels.
Hi.
His wife flatters Jimmy's wife because she's as dark as Jimmy's as blonde. And they're like, they, you know, a red wine and a white wine.
Oh, this is terrific. All right.
Down, boy. I was doing that show, The Sunshine Boys, and Nancy's going to come in and do the Cuban maid.
Oh.
She's going to play the part of the Cuban. She goes in.
Not literally. She's not going to do the Cuban maid.
No, no. She does a Cuban accent. It's terrific.
Can we hear your Cuban accent?
I don't know if I'd be like doing it right now. You know?
Now, Leah, how many of the Van Pattens do you know?
Well, I know them all.
You know them all?
Now, you go out to the house, right?
Yes, I do.
You go there for your tennis lesson,
yes,
right?
Yeah. How good am I, Neil?
The first thing I wanted to say about Leah, I mean, all the controversy and everything.
Yes.
We love Leah.
We love Leah. Thank you.
We love Leah.
You treat her fabulous. Because of her tennis. We love her because we watch her on King of Queens every week. And she has this great voice, a real actress's voice, and she has comedy timing, and we're big fans.
Thank you.
Tennis.
Because I'm not good at that.
Very good.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Schmoozerama right now. Here we are.
Now, when I'm getting a damn compliment. Shut up!
I see
Leah's too.
Wow.
I see Leah on the tennis court, you know, once, twice a week.
Right.
She's more beautiful in person than she is on television.
Oh.
This is terrific.
Very true.
That's
wonderful, Nels.
Sweet.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay.
But I'm a horrible tennis player.
Everybody just kiss ass.
Leah, yes, it doesn't matter. It's the outfit.
Let's find out.
You wear the clothes real well.
How is Leah at tennis? She, really?
Tell the truth.
I'm telling you the truth. The truth is she shows up on time.
Right. As opposed to Nels, who's the real star.
Lightning, the only thing I must say is she needs to bring me an extra cup of coffee.
Okay.
She loves coffee.
Yeah.
Right. Loves coffee.
That'll happen.
She never brings me a cup of coffee.
Has she brought you fruit, though?
No, she hasn't brought
me. She does not bring you fruit either.
She just brings me that love. She brings me the love.
Who wants to drink coffee on a tennis court?
This is true.
It's 90 degrees.
Nice hot cup of coffee.
And now, I want to talk to your dad. Okay, first of all, what happened? Where did the blue come in? Your son gave you as a gift, okay? Son gave you as a gift to resurface your tennis court.
A facelift.
Okay?
A facelift on the
tennis
court.
Yeah. I show up where your son wasn't there 20 minutes late for an appointment.
Hold on. I was 10 minutes late.
You're 20 minutes late.
5 minutes late.
He was 20 minutes, Nancy. He was 20 minutes late. He tells his dad he was 5 minutes late. Meanwhile, he calls me at home and goes, yeah, sorry, I was 25 minutes late.
I was only
25 minutes late for an appointment.
We're
an hour of tennis appointment.
We're a close-knit family. We're in cahoots. We're working together.
Mike.
Yes. I show up and it's blue.
We don't need to be here.
Maybe you thought it was the wrong location. Maybe you thought it was a different tennis court
blue.
And you left.
They lead such different lives than we do.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Is it a tennis court green?
You're listening to a Los Angeles conversation.
Court. Where's the blue coming?
It's a new surface.
Right.
Where's the blue coming?
This is tennis talk.
They want it to look like a swimming pool.
We could be dead right now. The show would continue seamlessly.
Didn't you wonder?
We could be thrown into the ocean.
Your dad, it threw him too, he said. Maybe you didn't hear that.
I was really looking forward to seeing Leah on the tennis court.
Right.
Me as a chief.
Show up on time, Nils.
I was only 5 minutes late.
At these places.
She left. Yeah. I really believe because she didn't bring the coffee, she felt bad. She felt badly that she didn't bring the coffee.
No, I didn't. I really didn't.
And she thought it was the wrong location. We changed the tennis court color.
Right.
She thought it was the wrong location. She left.
Now, how many? It was 90 degrees. His father was playing on his court. What am I going to say? Hey,
step aside.
Yeah.
Excuse me, Dick.
Dick, I have an appointment with your son. He's 25 minutes late, but could you and your friend get off your court?
Now, what?
Off your blue court?
Let me ask you, what motivated you to play tennis in the first? I mean, what guy got you into this to start? You just wanted to do something?
I just wanted to do something.
Is that what it was?
Yes.
Bowling
was out because I'd have to break a nail. And I really didn't know what else to do. Golf, I just can't get into that.
Okay.
Okay, and I thought, tennis.
Tennis.
Eventually, when my legs get in shape, I can wear a little skirt.
There you go.
Right now, I wear jogging pants cut off. Not so great, right, Nils?
No, it's not really tennis attire. No, it's very, very attractive.
And my New York cap.
No, my God. You make the whole day worthwhile.
Oh, hush.
Your lesson makes the whole day worthwhile.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Have you ever fantasized about Leah?
Could you look at his wife?
Yeah.
Why? Look at her. She's gorgy.
His wife is a turbo hottie.
She's a hottie.
Gorgy.
She's gorgy.
I'm taking that back. I'm taking that back east with me.
Yeah.
You are gorgy.
You are gorgy.
Fantastic.
That's the King of Queens saying.
So,
it is.
Big Van Patten is doing the show that you were doing up in Maryland.
Frederick, Maryland. I was so sorry you couldn't come, but you did send... my co-star, Frank Ocean, $1,400 worth of cigarettes, and he sent me a bouquet of flowers.
At M&M's?
Yes, that's right.
At M&M's, we did send Frank Ocean...
$1,400 worth of cigarettes, they said. I couldn't believe it.
It was like 700 packs of Vantage.
Oh, it filled Joe's car.
He went through them in about 2 weeks.
So where are you doing the show with Frank out here?
We're doing it now in Burbank at Gary Marshall's Theater, the Falcon Theater, and the reviews came out this morning in the L.A. Times, and it was excellent.
Sunshine Boys, a laugh expedition. It's right here in the L.A. Times.
Congratulations.
Rave review, fantastic.
And it said that Jimmy was hilarious. And that,
I'm in the show. You didn't explain. I'm in the
Jimmy
show with you.
Yeah.
Okay, so a little confusion.
After being on the road, it's got to be great to be back home doing the show right here, right? At the Gary Marshall Theater.
Right. Gambling.
Gary
Marshall Falcon Theater. Right?
Very good.
Yeah, and then after this, we go to Minneapolis for 3 weeks, and then we're through. That's it.
How awkward did you feel when you had to see that awful situation with Leah and us?
Well, I did feel a little bad because we like both of you very much, but I understood what was going on. You know,
Whose side were you on?
First of all, it made very good radio. People love to hear.
But whose side, Dick? Whose side were you on?
Here's the thing: I would take sides, except I came in the middle and I didn't really.
Let us explain it to you.
Listen, I'll simply tell you. I was right and she was wrong. And I'm sure that she would say that she was right and I was wrong.
But everybody is made nice, and
no,
I think that's wonderful.
No. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You were right in being upset.
But wrong
in making me feel bad.
And I'm going to tell both of you right now, we're not going down this highway again. We've got the Van Patten family here.
I just wanted the Van Pattens to have the information.
Absolutely. I understand that.
I'm sure Nancy agrees with me.
I always agree with Leah.
Thank you. She's gorgy.
She's gorgy.
Oh, my God.
So what's up for the Van Pattens tonight?
Well, we do the show tonight. I was hoping you could all come, but I guess you're so busy you can't, right?
I think you're
welcome to come. I'll have tickets there for you if you want them, if you can make it. But
I think we're having our makeup dinner with Leah this evening, as a matter of fact.
And Nels is going back to the blue tennis court.
Very good.
I'm going to Hollywood Park this afternoon.
You spend a lot of time at the track, don't you?
Yes, I own racehorses, and I do love the races. I like tennis and the races. And
so I'm in this big and tall men's store in Los Angeles, right? And I'm walking in there because I just looked at it, and I wanted to get a size shirt. And I go, as you can see, this is the shirt I got. So I'm behind the counter, and there's a big picture from the Orson Welles collection, and there's this big picture of Dom DeLuise.
Yeah.
And somehow I said, I think Dom DeLuise, we have a mutual friend, Mr. Dick Van Patten, and this guy just went nuts. He knows you, and he said, you played cards... And let me see if I've got this right. In a goulash in the Bronx?
That's right, yes.
What's the card game? I'm not sure, but he said he knew you from way, way back.
Baboot. It's a Greek game.
Baboot.
Yeah, that's right.
Baboot. I knew it was worth bringing up. He used to go to a goulash where you played Baboot.
Goulash joints, coffee shops.
There you go. Years ago.
Yeah, that's right. It's a Greek game, and I was probably the only non-Greek in the game.
There you go. All right.
Baboot.
Nancy, you were in a soap opera.
I was.
What was that? What soap opera?
Ryan's Hope.
Ryan's Hope. Oh, wow. Yes.
It was a hottie soap opera. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's a gorgy soap opera.
A gorgy soap opera.
That's right. I told you.
Did you watch Ryan's Hope?
Yes. We used to watch Ryan's Hope.
Really?
My sister's a big soap opera person.
You know, Don, I think we're fitting in real well here.
I'm sorry. Tell me.
So do I.
Tell me Shauna, I'm sorry. Shauna's gorgy too.
Shauna's gorgy. Wild on E.
That is a gorgy show.
Now, that is a sex show though.
Well, yeah, it's a lot of TNA, but
is that the one like with Brooke Burke and all that?
On.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, that's the one.
Do you know? You're married, right, to Jimmy? Do you know Brooke Burke?
No, I don't know Brooke.
Okay.
We're represented by the same people.
Can you make a point to meet her and introduce her to Mike?
Mike has got a major, major...
I'm a big fan. Look, if you get a chance to meet her, please pass along that I'm a very big fan.
She is pretty, you're right.
Yes, she is very...
I'm sure she never hears that from men.
She had the baby already?
Yeah.
Oh, she's married?
Yes.
Oh, she's all stretched out then,
she's
right?
She's married. No, she has a husband.
Even better body.
No, her husband's a plastic surgeon.
Yeah.
So did he give her the extra stitch?
I'm sure. Why not?
Well, that's enough of that. Yeah. That's enough of that. All right.
No, I'm not saying anything bad. I'm just saying, I mean... If I was married to a plastic surgeon, I'm sure I would look.
Well, see, a lot of people, when I rated her high on our list of women, a lot of people called me and said, plastic surgery.
And I was one of them, and I thought that was unfair.
Yes, this is true.
I thought that was unfair.
But who did I rate number one?
If a woman's been altered, it's a little bit unfair.
I agree.
Like an athlete using steroids.
I will readjust her position on the list.
So, Leah, when you have your baby,
I'm having everything done.
Will you have the stitch down
everything.
There?
Everything.
You'll have everything done?
Everything.
Okay.
Everything's going to be sewed up, snipped, tucked, everything. Enlarged.
My wife and I went to a Beverly Hills party last week, and all those Beverly Hills women are beginning to look alike because they're all going to the same surgeon.
Yeah.
And they all look surprised. Right. Every one of them looks surprised.
All with the eyebrows just permanently in the state of surprise.
Yes.
They don't they have those goddamn Botox parties?
But yeah, they have Botox parties where they inject people with the anti-wrinkle stuff.
It's gorgy.
Fantastic.
Gorgy Botox.
And I think that all the Van Pattens would agree by looking at us that you and I are totally addicted to plastic surgery.
Yeah, right.
I know he can tell.
Mike has had...
Calm down, Pat. You're standing right next to me here.
Mike has had 10 procedures just so he can look like his cat.
Well, I'm in L.A.
Yes, you are.
Absolutely.
All right. We have to break. We want to thank... And this is a record for us. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 Van Pattens in a room at one time.
Give yourselves all a round of applause, Van Pattens.
The Van Pattens.
We love the Van Pattens.
We do indeed.
We love Jimmy.
Vincent here.
Yes. Where's Vincent?
He's in Las Vegas. He's hosting the World Series of Poker today.
Getting a massage? Is he getting a massage out there? Like the day we walked in on him getting a massage? That was... Yes.
That's right.
Yeah. But really, I should say, this family is very close. Every time I go to their house, they're all together.
The blue tennis court.
I mean, it's all green around Mills. Why you just didn't get a green, I don't know.
I'm colorblind.
Okay. But they are a very wonderful, sweet family.
They're the best. We love them. Yeah. We love them.
And Pat, did you want to say something, Pat?
You wanted to meet Vincent the last time you were here, and I took you over to his house next door. I said, oh, come on, we'll go up to the bedroom. And he was getting a massage.
Right.
Yeah.
Was he
embarrassed. Let me tell you that right now.
Getting the massage.
We caught him right in the middle of happy ending.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
No, we're kidding, of course.
He was getting the massage.
Right. What about?
Hold on. Rob wants, on behalf of Mike, what's the status of the Playboy Mansion?
Ah, yes. Yes, the Playboy Mansion.
Mike
Ladies and gentlemen,
dying to go there.
Dick Van Patten.
All right, here's what I can do. First of all, on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, Hef shows... On Friday, he shows an old movie. On Saturday, he shows an old movie. On Sunday, he shows a brand new film. On Thursday, which is today, he spends Thursday night with his two sons.
Oh, really?
It's the only night that I can't take you up there, but I could take you up there Sunday for a movie and dinner if you'd like to come.
Next time we come to Los Angeles, we're going to do that. Absolutely.
You realize right now...
Really do it, because this is the only night that you can't go up because he spends this night with his two sons.
No. Do you know if a bomb hit this room right now, they could never film another episode of The Love Boat?
Absolutely.
Right, take out all the vampires.
Yeah, and just think how many Hollywood people would lose friends. It's amazing, isn't it?
Well, no one would be able to play tennis on a clay court.
Right.
Yes.
Thank you to all the vampires.
We appreciate you guys coming in. You are great friends of this show.
We always love seeing you.
Always
Dick
a pleasure.
We appreciate all the nice things you've done for us.
Mutual.
Do you have what is the joke of the day on your answering machine at home?
The joke of the day is this woman goes into a drugstore, and she says, excuse me, do you have Viagra? And so he says, yes. And she says, well, does it work? He says, oh, yes, I use it myself. And she says, well, can you get it over the counter? He says, if I take two of them.
Bada bang. Ladies and gentlemen, Dick Van Patten right there. You know what? Better than most of them on his machine.
machine.
That's an A-plus.
Thank you, Jimmy and Nels and all the girls. And thank you all for coming. And it's great seeing you again.
Thank you.
It's wonderful.
All right.
Now, get it out. Now you guys got to get out. Now you all got to leave. This is how we do it on the show.
Everyone go to the Falcon Theater tonight.
Everybody go to the Falcon Theater in Los Angeles when you're out here and see the Sunshine Boys. Thank you, Pat. Thank you, Dick.
Bye.
Thank you very
much. Bye, Dick. Bye.
You were 20 minutes late.
There you go.
Okay. Be on time.
Be on time.
Like Gorgie.
Gorgie. You are Gorgie.
You are Gorgie.
You are Gorgie.
I'll see you Sunday.
Oh, now here's the
here's the schmooze.
They're doing that moi like on one side of the face.
Bye, sweetheart.
Then the other side of the face, the European thing.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye, Gorgie.
Bye, Gorgie.
Thank you very much, Nels.
Gorgie Nels.
Oh, bye, man.
Room full of Van Pattens.
Wow. They were great. Thanks, Nels.
I feel like I've done, I think, 12 shows this week.
Finally. A
it's
dream,
been a very long day, hasn't it?
A has dream been. Come true.
But there was great energy and great wit.
I think because it was emotional.
Mm-hmm. A room full of Van Pattens.
Mm-hmm.
Christ, you.
What an emotional roller coaster.
Yes.
I'm covered in schmooze.
I know.
No.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, there's
please. Sweet. No, you're wonderful. You're wonderful. You're gorgeous. You're gorgeous.
I know.
Gorgeous is a funny word.
Gorgeous. No, we're
that
gonna
was
take
front of our. Well, that's from one of our writers on the show.
We're taking gorgeous. We're stealing that
phrase.
Gorgeous. You're gorgeous. We got a break.
Stay there. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome to the Knowledgeum. I'm Troy McClure. You may remember me from such automated information kiosks as Welcome to Springfield Airport. And where's Nordstrom?
I smell a museum.
Yeah, good things don't end with eum. They end with mania or teria.
The Don and Mike Show. Goodbye, the Don and Mike Show.
Actually, make that the best of Don and Mike, and this is Elvis.
Little sister, don't you...
And before we move on, I do want to say hi to Travis, because I do that every day at this time. Hi, Travis, you good-looking man, you. Now, let's move on to the best of Don and Mike. Don had a Super Bowl party, I guess, 2 years ago? I think it was 2 years ago. And he had some ground rules. We all had to obey him. It's Super Bowl ground rules on the best of Don and Mike.
I'm having the Super Bowl party.
Right.
Saturday night. You guys, of course, or Sunday night.
Sunday night, right.
Yeah, because Saturday night we're doing the Las Vegas-style show from the soon-to-be-announced listeners' home.
Mm-hmm.
Then Sunday, we're all coming back to town, and we're going to... oops, I may have let something out of the bag there.
Mm-hmm.
We're coming back to the D.C. area and having a Super Bowl party, and we're trying to figure out today who's coming and how many people,
mm-hmm.
because I guess she's going to go buy party platters or whatever the
hats,
whatever the dealio is.
No hats?
So we've got, it's BYOH.
Okay, well.
Bring your own hat.
It wouldn't fit anyway.
Okay. So let me see. It's obviously, it's me and Frida mm-hmm. and Bart, and I think Bart's inviting some of his friends over, but we're not counting them.
Okay.
So then you've got Buzz and Marcia.
The right.
Buzz, Marcia, are you bringing your cats?
No, the cats will stay home.
Okay. So you got Robbie and Carrie. Are you bringing Julia?
Yes, but she's not a big eater.
What about Joe Ardinger? And then you have Mike,
uh-huh.
right?
And I think right now we maybe just
Mike.
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's
we'll leave that open.
Leave that open. That could be 0 to 4.
Right.
Okay.
0 to 4. Then you've got Mr. 40 and Mrs. 40.
Uh-huh.
Right.
And I don't know if they're gonna bring Baby 40.
Oh, that's right.
Then you've got
Grady Smoke.
Mm-hmm. Now, Grady, I know his girlfriend is Mary Jane, but does he have a real girlfriend?
He said when he was last here that he'd be coming by his lonesome.
Yes.
Okay, all right, then it's just Grady Smoke.
Mm-hmm.
Then I think beyond that, then you've got our neighbors from down the street, Bill and Cecily. Oh,
good.
And then you've also got Buzz, I think you met him on New Year's Eve, Uri, and his wife, Toby.
Remember them well, sure.
And maybe, God, I hope, I'm such a perv.
I know.
Their hot, hot daughter.
Easy, you.
Oh. She's like 16.
Yeah.
But wow.
Hello.
Wow.
Wow. So, Rob, what's the total there?
I got 18 yeses, a possible baby 40, and 0 to 4 Omeras.
All right.
So it could be as many as 23.
Okay, and then Bart's got like 7 friends coming over. So roughly 30 people.
Yeah.
Roughly 30 people. So then I guess we'll buy the party platters and like the shrimp thing and I think some I told her to get like wings and roll ups and just tons of booze.
Whoops. There's a Freudian slip.
Tons of booze.
That'll be a good party.
Tons of booze. And I want everyone to know here are the rules for the Super Bowl party.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Let me write these down.
Now, the game officially starts at 6:19 p.m.
Ah, okay.
You are welcome, if you're invited to my home, you are welcome to show up no earlier than 4 p.m.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You may show up at 4 p.m. Enjoy it.
Wow.
Don't show up before 4, though.
Right.
I don't want you there.
Got it.
4 o'clock, though, come. Let's enjoy the 2 hours of pregame together.
Fair enough.
If for some reason the traffic is light and I arrive before 4, your neighbor's okay if I just drive up and down the street?
Yeah, I don't care. You're going to go to the 7-Eleven, go to the Safeway.
That'll be nice.
Just, don't show up till 4.
I'm now, going to a party.
Here's the deal on leaving.
Uh-huh.
And this I'm going to be very firm about. I have no actual way of knowing what time the game will be over.
Right. Super Bowl runs longer than an average football game, right?
Yes, yeah. It does. Now, I'm going to offer this extension to all of you.
Mm-hmm.
You are welcome to stay until... Now, I need some help on this.
Okay.
Is it a one-hour Malcolm in the Middle that
yes.
they're running?
Yes, a one-hour episode afterward, after the Super Bowl.
Then I'm afraid you all must leave my house by... Oh, Jesus. Well, no one would really want to stay till... Would anybody want to stay past the Super Bowl all the way through Malcolm in the Middle?
No, I think everybody... If it was me, I would say everybody should be gone before Malcolm in the Middle starts.
My personal guess was you would want us out by the end of the third quarter.
No. Come on. All right. Buzz, great compromise.
Yeah.
You got to be out of my house by the time Malcolm in the Middle starts.
Okay.
That's fair.
Everybody out.
By the time the theme music starts, you're gone.
Yeah.
Very reasonable.
Okay. So that's it. Yeah. Come on over. Let's have a great time. But I like getting these details out of the way.
Mm-hmm. It's important.
And it makes it easier on us, too. Because then we know.
Yeah, you know.
Right.
Then,
yeah.
You don't have to feel awkward about, are we overstaying our welcome? Should we, feel bad if we leave?
No gray area.
Show up anytime after 4 o'clock.
Perfect.
And 4 o'clock would be a good time to show up.
That's very nice.
Anytime you like. But just make sure your ass is out the door by the time Malcolm in the Middle starts.
I'm guessing about a 6-hour window that's going to be.
Yeah, probably.
That's plenty of time.
Sure. Game may go till 10 o'clock, 10:15, 10:30.
Yeah, very well.
If it's a blowout, you might even clear us out sooner.
No. Please, stay in and enjoy the 6 hours.
I shall.
But get the hell out before Malcolm in the Middle.
360 minutes.
Right. And incidentally, this rule also applies to my neighbors.
Oh, good.
I just wanted to announce that as well. My neighbors who think many times that they are exempt from these rules because they are my neighbors.
Do they observe the rules normally? How's their percentage of observation?
Well, there are some neighbors. I don't want to call any of them out. Uh-huh. But I want to say, for instance, Dave and Twee.
Oh.
Are fantastic.
Uh-huh.
They're great. They're the perfect example of how the neighbors should be
right. Because...
When we have a get-together, I mean, I'm such an a-hole when people come over.
No.
I actually set up rules. I set up rules.
No,
makes it easier on everybody.
If they're coming down for dinner, I say, we'll see you guys about 8, and what do you say we call it a night by midnight? Meaning that, you get the hell out of my house by midnight. I don't want you over here until 3 o'clock in the morning at my house.
I think that's good. I really do think it makes it easier on everybody.
It's reasonable, and then everybody knows what they're doing. They can make appropriate plans.
And it helps you also gauge your drinking.
And there are some neighbors, some who now live in a foreign country, who, for instance, would refuse to adhere to these rules.
But you didn't mind with them, right?
No, I didn't. But the problem is that they would break the rules,
mm-hmm.
and because they would break the rules,
other
neighbors would break the rules.
Mm-hmm.
And at least they'd never show up unannounced.
Yeah, right.
With case
so,
sticker.
That's it. See you guys on Sunday.
See you there.
It'll
Thank
be fun.
You.
For Super Bowl Sunday.
It's excellent.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, but I need your address.
Yeah, how do you get there, Nunk?
Yeah, everybody needs my address.
North Pole.
See you there. North Pole, USA. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. Look forward to seeing you Sunday, Don.
Hey, thanks.
Thank you.
See you later. Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Tony, I'm from SAC.
And listen, seriously, any of you listeners that want to come to my house, my address is 123 Main Street, Anytown, USA.
We'll see you there.
I'll see you on Sunday. 4 o'clock. Arrive at 4, and you got to be out by Malcolm in the Middle.
Right.
Yeah, hello from Sacramento. Hi.
Hey, from Sacramento. First-time caller. Love you guys the show.
Thanks.
Why don't we get live anymore?
Because your station manager is a graduate of UCKF,
the Universal College of the Knowledge Federation.
Hey, what's the ratings over here? You guys should have number one over here.
We are. We thank to the good people of Sacramento. The ratings came out about 2 weeks ago, and once again, you bestowed us with number one ratings.
All right. That's what I like to hear. You guys are the best. You guys know that, right?
Thank you, my friend.
All righty.
Do appreciate it.
All right.
Buzz from the Instant Feedback. Yes. Someone wants to know, will you have a Super Bowl packed and ready to go on Sunday?
It is the day of the show, Super as I like to say.
And for you, the same rule for you as for Grady Smoke. Remember,
right.
My house is under constant police surveillance.
Yes.
Surveillance.
Just like an old man would say.
Servance. Hello, Robert, Don and Mike Show.
How you guys doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
Hey, I'm a brand new listener here in Portland, Oregon, and I just got to say that you guys have the best show that I think I've ever heard. Howard doesn't even exist anymore. You guys are just blowing him out of the water.
No, I love the fact that this station in Portland, KUFO, what they've done is they're running the show live now. So Portland gets the show 8 a.m. until 12 noon. They get it live. So in Portland, we're like half a midday show and half a morning show.
That's very cool.
Love it. Great. Thank you. Thank you, my friend. Hey, do me a favor, for God's sakes. Do something to get some publicity for the show. Set yourself on fire. Jump off a building. Cut open a vein and write on a wall with your blood. I listen to Don and Mike on KUFO.
We'll do it, guys.
We need something up there. Thank you.
All right. Have a good day.
Thanks.
All right.
A lot.
See you later.
It's the morning show for the habitual oversleeper.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Those are our people.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
How about roughing up the suspect?
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don, do the rules of leaving your house at so-and-so hours apply to the 16-year-old neighbor daughter?
No, she'd get an exemption. And she's not, a neighbor.
In a perfect world.
I'd like to see her try to get out by the time Malcolm in the Middle started.
She's not a neighbor. They're from out of the neighborhood. She
of course,
is,
I'm tired.
She is hot. Yeah. Imagine that. Boy, her parents come up and they go, have you seen our daughter? I don't know. You know, I think she must have left with one of Bart's friends. She's in the closet downstairs.
Well, she's 16. She has her operator's permit.
Did we decide the celebrity she most resembles, Lily Sobieski?
Yeah.
A young Helen Hunt.
Very hot.
Yeah, and kind of like God, I'm such a perv. You know, I want to just say this in this way. It's very free not to have Mike here today, so that I can say this without getting his accusatory looks of guilt.
He has daughters, right?
Let me just say, body-wise, very much like Shoshana Lonstein.
Ah.
Wow.
I mean, yeah.
Zoftik.
Right. Very un 16-year-old-ish.
16, marrying age in many states.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing? Don, Mike?
Yes, hi.
Hi, how you doing? I used to listen to y'all like years ago on WAVA.
Thank you.
I just wanted to know if y'all was the same guys or not.
Of course we are. Why?
Okay. Well, I mean, I didn't know. I mean, I was telling the lady on the phone I was locked up. I killed my sister's boyfriend because it's a long story. But anyways.
So you obviously used to listen to
WAVA all the time.
To Mike and me when we did the morning show.
In the morning zoo, y'all were fat white Catholics.
Right, and now. And now we just do a regular talk show, Ed. But you, so you were not able to listen because you murdered someone?
Yes, I did. I actually did 8 years of involuntary manslaughter.
How did you kill the lad?
Well, I kind of, how can I say?
They're not coming after you right now, are they?
No, that's an actual fire.
Okay. You, sir, my friend, congratulations. Don and Mike Show, Listener of the Week. The good news is now you're out, right?
Right.
Yes, I am. So, but I just like to say it's good to hear y'all again. I mean,
thank you.
Right.
Behave yourself, you animal.
I will. Y'all have a good party too.
All right. Thanks. Bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
I just want to tell you guys that was a killer phone call y'all just took.
Killer show today, Don.
We got a break. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
It's Bob Hope's all-new celebrity vacation in the Bahamas.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, this is Bob Bear Bud Hope right here. Here it is, yeah. Isn't it marvelous, huh? Here it is, yeah.
The legendary Bob Hope hosts a fun-filled hour of comedy, music, and nudity.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm naked. Hi, baby. How you doing?
It's all nude and all Bob Saturday night on NBC with special nude guests LaToya Jackson, Tony Randall, and Andy Williams.
Hey, you're naked, ladies and gentlemen. Aren't they marvelous? Take a look at them. Aren't they fabulous? That's marvelous.
you've never really laughed at Bob till you've seen him naked. It's Bob Hope's all-nude celebrity vacation in the Bahamas.
Hey, I'm naked, ladies and gentlemen.
Saturday night on NBC.
Hey, LaToya, sit right here, baby.
Wednesday on CBS. It's the premiere of Chicago Bob Hope.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need my golf club. Stat.
Wow. Yeah, wow. Yeah, look at this. I just got a needle stick and dust came out. Wow, yeah.
The best doctor at the best hospital. He's Chicago Bob Hope.
Hey, baby, we got a cold blue in here. Hey, come on. Oh, that's my toes. Yeah.
Nurse, I can't get a pulse.
Oh, that's my own wrist. Yeah.
Don't miss the season premiere of Chicago Bob Hope, Wednesdays on CBS.
Hello, I'm a doctor, Chicago Bob Hope. Oh, you say you like Bing Crosby? Oh, see if you get your f***ing medication.
Bitch.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, these guys play more rock than my golf swing.
Bob Hope's Heavy Metal Christmas. Join Bob and his guests, Sammy Hagar, Metallica, Def Leppard, Ozzy Osbourne, Anthrax, and Poison. It's Bob's heaviest metal Christmas yet, with special guest appearances by Black Sabbath, Iron Maiden, along with Brooke Shields and the AP All-America football team.
Hey,
who is
that wild guitar I'm supposed to play?
Hey,
there's Eddie Van Halen.
Here's
the marvelous. There he is.
Rock with Bob tonight on NBC for Bob Hope's Heavy Metal Christmas.
The Don and Mike Show.
It's like a trilogy for Mike O'Mara right there.
Smoother than Bacardi Limon. Don and Mike.
It is the best of Don and Mike. I'm your old buddy, Rob Spiewak. You know, I once got in trouble for playing this song.
I was traveling.
Surf yelled at me. Ah, ancient history. Let's move on, shall we? Leo Sayer. Okay, best of Don and Mike, the bad poetry music scam. I believe Don will explain it, but it's a record that dates back to 1968, and Beth Ann McBride gives it her seal of approval. Beth, please address all complaint letters to her. It's the best of Don and Mike on the best of Don and Mike.
Here's an ad that ran in Billboard magazine,
okay,
in 1968. The ad reads as followed. Poems wanted. We are searching for good poems and lyrics to set to music. Good songs are in great demand now by record companies and publishers. Send your best poems or lyrics for our best offer.
Very good.
And what it was actually was a scam.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Where then you would write some dumb poem and you'd send it in and they'd say to you, you know, this is so great,
right,
that, well, rather than simply pay you $50 for this, what we would like is we would like for you to pay us to come out to Los Angeles,
mm-hmm,
and record the song.
And they're all horrible.
And they're all horrible. And they would say to the people, now, you got to pay for your airfare. You got to pay for the studio time. And keep in mind, the people are sending the poems,
right,
in,
sure,
because they think that they're going to get paid. The scam would go that they'd say, you got to find your own way out to Los Angeles now.
Right.
Look, you're in a big recording studio. We have set your poem to music.
And now you have to pay for the studio time.
And you have to pay for the musician.
Wow. Probably licensing and all,
right,
nonsense. Yeah.
And you would leave then. It would cost you. Now, this is back in the day, 1968. You would... By the time you left with your box of 50 records that they would give you, they would actually print out,
right,
50 45 RPM records for you, it would cost you $2,500.
An amazing amount of money back then.
Yeah. And keep in mind that the ad reads, we are looking to buy poetry and lyrics.
Right.
So you got dum-dums.
I mean, scams like that have run for many, many years, right, and that's probably one of the early ones.
So you've got dum-dums who sent the poetry in. Mm-hmm. They get the call from the sales guy going, oh, boy, do we love this,
right,
but we think it's so great.
Then they go back home to suburbia USA, and they tell all their friends for the next 20 years that they recorded a song.
Right.
Let me see. And I've got here.
I'll play it for you.
Right now.
I've got 28 of them.
Wow.
28 people actually signed up.
Put my record on the phone.
How about this one? Gretchen's New Dish.
Very nice.
Cut number three.
Gretchen's New Dish. This is an amateur recording.
This is by a guy named Chester Finley, who lived in Memphis.
What?
Chester fancied himself a singer-songwriter.
Uh-huh. It is ridiculous, unacceptable.
Now, is this the album that you have? Is it laid out as such that it's that these are horrible records?
Allegedly. No, I've not heard them yet.
So let's hear it together.
Yes, I would guess they're horrible.
Yes.
Some poor schmuck in 1968 paid $2,500 for this.
In the merry month of May, Gretchen, 6 years old today, brings from school a little dish and a card with happy wish from a boy across the way. Gretchen, full of do-si-do, in the kitchen singing low, greetings to the little dish, accompanied by a liquid swish.
Okay, so you get...
Oh, that's mighty bad.
You get the idea.
I like it.
That's a great example right out of the chute.
Poor Chester.
All right, here's a...
So it's obviously somebody else recording Chester's song.
Here is
unless that was Chester.
I'd buy that record.
Oh, no, hold on. He had his daughter, Bobby Blake, sing the song.
Very good.
Okay, so
not Robert Blake.
Chester wrote it, and it was Bobby Blake.
Gretchen's Dish.
Here is a song that is written and performed by Gene Marshall.
Okay. Oh, Gene Marshall.
Another guy who had a poem, sent it in. They run the scam on the guy. They ended up paying us $2,500.
Penny's sister.
Here's what he ended up with.
Into it right now.
And they're sitting around going, sounds like a hit record to me, man.
Hey, watch this dumbass.
Away down in the woods, hunting for wild game, and what happened to me, I cannot explain. I got tired of hunting, sat down on a stone. And there sat something there on the ground. He was very pretty and a little striped. Well, I reached down to touch him, but to my surprise,
is it a skunk?
He threw something in my eyes.
It's a skunk.
It wasn't fire, but I had to. It was hot.
Oh.
Things I said I forgot, but I was mad, getting sick and couldn't see. On my way back, I stopped at the barn to feed my horse some corn.
This is horrible.
When my horse smelled that awful scent, you should have seen him jump that.
Where's the hook? Here it comes.
I went out home and went to bed. I thought I might as well be dead. Mama made a dive for a corner of the house. She asked my brothers to chuck me out. It was 3 days before I saw Link.
This is beyond bad.
This is like you're trying to make it bad.
People said I smell too loud. If anybody knows why I smell so, please send me a letter, because I'd like to know. I went out in the woods.
I told you.
Hunting for wild game.
Hunting for wild game.
And what happened to me?
And that makes sense. You touched a skunk, dumbass. Later recorded by Jimmy Dean. That's the funny thing. You got to deal. I don't doubt that that's a song about a true experience.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because that'd be the kind of guy. That song was so bad, that would be the kind of guy that would lean over and try to pet a skunk.
All right, here's one called You Bug Me.
That'll be hard to beat. I don't see anybody beating the skunk song. Can't see that happening.
Maybe this one.
You Bug Me. This is by Calbert Green.
Oh, I like this one already.
You bug me.
You bug me. Baby, the way you can twirl. You gave me the eye out of this world. You bug me.
These are bad, aren't they?
You bug me. I am one guy who falls for this. You bug me.
All right, I think you got the gist of that one.
Very nice.
How about this one by Dick Kent called Hot Pants?
Ah, Dick Kent.
Ah, Hot Pants.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Dick Kent Retrospective.
Dick Kent. You got to appreciate this.
Top 10
the vocals so much on these.
All right, hold on. How about the miniskirt fad?
The miniskirt fad.
This might be a novelty record.
The miniskirt fad.
This one is by some schmuck who paid $2,500 named Ray Kindle Clandy.
Hey,
yeah.
It's the miniskirt fad.
Hey, girl, your legs are pretty. Your knees are pretty, too. So listen to me, girl. Thing to do. You put that short skirt on now. You better look around. Cause the tiny mini skirt fad is coming to our town. So baby, baby, you gotta wear that mini skirt.
All right. Hey, your legs are sure pretty. Your knees are, too, but they're not part of your leg.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike. This is Sean in Spokane. Hello, Sean.
How you guys doing, Don?
We're doing great.
Right on. Hey, I got a question for you guys.
Yeah.
Are those the actual people that wrote the songs that are singing? Or?
Yes, the way I understand it, these are the actual people who wrote the songs. And the scam is that the ad in 1968 says poems wanted.
Hey, your legs are pretty. Your knees are pretty, too.
So this douchebag writes this song called The Miniskirt Fad.
Coming to your town.
Some guy calls him up and says, I've got news for you. We've just read your lyrics, The Miniskirt Fad.
Right.
We think this is a hit record. What we're going to do is put this to music.
Right.
We need you to fly out to Los Angeles. Then the guy gets there, and they say,
Rob.
You okay, Rob? They say to the guy, not only is it a great song, but we think that you should sing it, and we are going to hire background singers, studio musicians.
And then Rob shot a mortar out of his nose.
And they would charge people like $2,500.
Wow. Hey. Your legs are pretty. Hike up that skirt right now. Show me that bounty. Show me that bounty under your skirt.
I got about a million of them. I don't know if this is translating. I heard this one night, and I almost drove off the road
right.
when I'm listening to this. Let me see. Let me find you one more. How about Shut Up and Quit Talking?
Very good.
This will be a rocker.
Shut Up and Quit Talking. This is by Paul Johnson.
Hi.
It's got that late 60s feel to it.
Here it is, everybody. Shut up and quit talking.
Shut up and quit talking. Give me your love. You don't seem to notice the moon above us. I just want to love you.
God damn.
That's how it should be.
Yeah.
Shut up and quit talking. And listen to me.
I think it's phenomenally romantic. It's Rob's theme song, too.
All right, now
here's my uncle, Johnson.
Cut number 10. Now, this, Pete, I believe, this is a... This is a takeoff on, you remember the ode to Billy Joe?
Yeah, right.
Billy Joe McCaffrey jumped off the Tallahassee.
Great song, classic song, one of the greatest songs ever written.
This is by Marjorie Holloway, and it's called More on Ode to Billy Joe.
Oh, here's the best when they take like a classic song. And
I'm not sure what they've done.
And they F it up.
I'm not sure what they've done.
I bet your house on it.
I've not listened to it.
Here we go.
I swear.
Billy Joe.
Billy Joe.
God almighty.
He said he'd sew me up on Choctaw Ridge. I told my mama she makes me feel so bad. I said, didn't y'all know?
Is this like bordering on baby talk, too?
Yeah.
You know, it's like a 50-year-old woman doing it.
My
right.
papa looked at me and said, let's all sit down to eat.
Great scam, though, that the people have going who are running
this. Absolutely.
You don't really. What a great. Did you get this at the Record Mart? Is this where this came from?
Yeah.
You know, honest to God, can you imagine a funnier album though? To like have a few cocktails and play at a party.
Hello, Shane. Don and Mike Show. Shane, buddy.
Hey, Don. How's it going?
Okay, my friend.
There's still. I'm a singer songwriter. Hold on. Turn it down.
Turn the radio down, please.
Singer songwriter. And when I was in at Fanfare a couple years ago, they're still doing the exact same thing in Nashville today.
Sure.
Oh, where you got the big scam going, say, send us your poetry and we'll turn it into, you know, we'll buy it from you?
The guy came by and he said he had heard my CDs and stuff. And then what he did was say, come by my studio. So I went by the studio and he put on like a big game for like, I guess, 3 hours. And then he was talking about promoted me coming to one of my shows. He even got to the point where he wanted me to jump out of a plane for like promotion.
Yeah. But did he want you to pay for it?
Yeah, like $9,000.
Yeah, wow. See, that's always how it goes. But they want you to pay.
Gotta be
careful. Oh my God. They want you to pay the money.
You know, though, it really, when you're talking about like writing lyrics for music, you might not hit home runs, but we're talking about this is bad. This is horrible.
Make
stuff.
Bad.
You know, we got it. I know we're 2 minutes late on the break here. I don't care. I want to play you one more. We can come back to this some other time. I'll give you a choice of two, Mike.
Okay.
Either Baby, Set Your Date on Time,
mm-hmm.
or Santa Claus Goes Modern.
Santa Claus Goes Modern.
Yeah.
Absolutely. A no-brainer decision.
Okay, this is by...
This will suck.
This is by... This is by Sven...
We struck gold.
Sven Swanson. Santa Claus Goes Modern.
Here you go, deep voice.
Santa Claus wanted to make a change. He left at home his old sleigh and reins. He got himself a saucer ship to deliver his Christmas gifts.
God,
yeah. Ho, 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 here comes good old Santa. Ho, 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 here comes good old Santa. Santa is a wise old man. Snow and cold, he sure can stand.
Snow?
He lights so easy on the chimney tops and delivers gifts at every stop. Girls and boys, he gives handy toys. Mom and Dad, he gives a Christmas joy. Oh, 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 oh. Good old Santa.
Santa.
Oh, oh, oh. Snow. Good old Santa.
Santa.
Santa's a wise old man.
Yeah.
The snow and the cold is your concern.
Is he saying snow and the cold? Snow is turning into sneer. I think maybe there's a little more Sven than...
To chime it out, the old Christmas song. Good old bells have the same old ring.
Where's the part about Santa going modern? I mean, he started thinking about a spaceship.
I think that's the point of
the old reindeers.
You know, why? Take ABBA out of the equation. Couldn't you make a case for Scandinavians being the least talented musical people in the world?
To give them all time to rest.
We're probably going
to
get a lot of phone calls where people have a list of...
You ever heard some Japanese singers?
Oh, you're right about that.
Ho, ho, here comes good old...
Good call. Touche.
He's a wise old man.
I think that was checkmate when you did that. You brought it over to Japan. Sano.
Well, I think that's about it.
Can you imagine that? Can you imagine the producer sitting in there going, that's a wrap.
That's what I'm saying.
Put it in the can.
You got a picture. You got a picture of the schmuck that sends this in 1968.
Right.
Gets a phone call.
Hi, is this Mike O'Mara?
Yeah.
Mike, we just received your piece of poetry. Let me see.
Santa's Modern Claus?
Santa Goes Modern.
Santa Goes Modern.
Santa Goes Modern?
Oh, yes, where he's out in the snow.
We believe that is the greatest piece of music we've ever seen written in our lives.
Oh, my God, I'm so excited.
And rather than simply buy it from you outright,
right?
What we'd like you to do is buy a round-trip ticket to Los Angeles.
Yes.
And what we're going to do is book you studio time.
Okay.
And we're going to hire an orchestra, an arranger, and a composer.
I am so thrilled.
And we're going to actually print this record because we want you to perform it.
You're going to print my record.
And we'll need you to bring $2,500 in cash.
Yes, yes, I will. What else do I need to get my recording contract?
That's how it works.
That is a fantastic idea.
And I'll be singing it in the studio.
Yes.
Satish Gun Modern.
Yes.
Thank you, duh.
Yes, Sean.
Thank you so much. I'm very looking forward to it. Hello. I'll be out to sing Santa Claus Modern.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
Best thing I've heard since Ham and Eggs.
Oh, the Ham and Eggs there.
Ham and Eggs is a classic.
That's a real song, though. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Dave.
Slopping.
Dave.
For the love of God, Don and Mike, please. I can't stand it anymore. Finally, I'm in Annapolis so I can hear you guys on 106.7. And I don't have to listen to you later because... Of course, the 1300 station is jackasses, won't play at the right time of the day, so I can listen to you.
Right, right, right. What's your point?
I'm going nuts. I'm ready to jerk the car into oncoming traffic.
Oh, with these songs.
This is horrible.
Oh, thank you, my friend. Well, that's the point. That's what we're playing. The first mistake a lyricist makes, an amateur lyricist, is someone who writes a song trying to make sure that people understand what they're singing about. If you listen to some of the great songs, you throw that out the window. The great ones write... They don't care. Well, you know what? I want to stop this. So we got to go to...
How many roads will a man walk down before you can call him a man?
What?
What's that?
Something in the way she moves.
Absolutely.
You think they gave an S?
No.
No.
One more. Buzz, give me a... Just indulge me for a minute.
Who can make the sunrise?
Just let me hear this. This is by Johnny Drano.
Sprinkle it with goo.
Johnny Drano.
Johnny Drano. I lost my girl to an Argentinian cowboy.
Now, yeah. I like this already. I like this. Hey, they brought in the big guns for this. $10,000.
I lost my girl to an Argentine cowboy.
Yeah.
Bronco Buster, cow punching gay boy.
Gay boy.
Wow.
From the hip, crack the bolo whip. Freak on the trigger, Brandon Iron Grip.
Johnny Drano.
Change the key like in the first...
God.
Like that gaucho buckaroo.
Jesus Christ.
I'm a horse wrangler. I'm a horse wrangler.
You're a what? Horseshoe wrangler?
We will come back to that in another day.
Yay.
Genius. Stay tuned.
Oh, this is fun.
We'll be back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, kid, park my car, get my bags, and put on some weight, will you? Hey, Wang, what's with the pictures? It's a parking lot. Come on, will you?
I think this place is restricted, Wang, so don't tell me you're Jewish. Okay, fine. Hey, kid, I'm Al Chervik. I'm playing with Drew Scott today. This is my guest, Mr. Wang. No offense. Oh, I can hear me have a half dozen of those Vulcan D10s and set my friend up here with the whole schmear. You know, clubs, bags, shoes, glove, shirt, pants. Hey, orange balls. I'll have a box of those. Give me a box of those naked lady tees and give me two of those. Give me six of those. Oh, this is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I'll bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh? Oh, it looks good on you, though.
The Don and Mike Show. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Indeed, it is the best of Don and Mike. Your old buddy Rob Spiewak playing the tapes on a good-looking Thursday night. And this next segment, if we were doing a real Don and Mike show, this would be about the time we'd be doing news and comment with Buzz. So let's do a Buzz segment. This is Buzz celebrating Black History Month. That's right, isn't it? Yes. You celebrate it or you observe it? I never know. Buzz celebrates it, and here it is for you on the best of Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air. Hi.
Now, how you doing?
We're doing great, thank you.
All right. I love you guys.
Thank you. Love you.
I was just calling up for the Black History.
Black History Month today requires no phone calls.
Really?
No phone calls. But I'm glad that you're here celebrating Black History. Say hello to Buzz, who will be participating in today's tribute to Black History Month.
What's going on, Buzz?
Happy Black History Month, my brother.
Now, actually, well, thank you for the call. Actually, yeah. What it is, Buzz, it's a
yes.
A quiz.
Okay, I'll do what I can.
What we're going to do is put 60 seconds on our Say It Loud and Black and Proud clock.
Okay.
As we salute Black History Month.
Yes.
Joe Ardinger, are you ready with the timer? Yes. I'm going to offer up some what I consider to be rather stereotypical occupations for blacks.
All right.
And Buzz, I'd like you in 60 seconds to come up with as many as possible. Are you ready? Names.
Names of...
For instance, I'll throw out a profession.
All right.
And you tell me as many blacks as you know in that profession.
Okay, I'll do what I can. And as everyone knows, I'm weak in the area of sports. And
welcome to
I'll,
Black History
but I'll
Month.
Do what I
but
can.
Again,
no need to qualify, Buzz.
Right. But again,
right.
Let's celebrate Black History Month. Put 60 seconds on the clock.
Uh-huh.
Buzz, please name every black NBA player you can. Basketball, National Basketball Association.
Current or past?
Yes.
Also, Jason Williams, the first to come to mind, unfortunately, because of the news. You know, Michael Jordan. Magic Johnson. And beyond that, I really don't know.
You got to make a little more. Let's give him time.
A little more time, right. Buzz. Yeah, you could give me all the time you want, but I can't really think.
You got MJ,
African American basketball player.
Jason Williams.
Uh-huh.
You got Michael Jordan.
Right, Magic Johnson.
You already had MJ. I said about Michael Jordan. You have Magic Johnson.
No hints, Mike.
Mm-hmm. I'm not giving him
hints. This is simply.
I'm letting him know who he's named so
formerly
far.
Dennis Rodman.
Okay, that's four.
Right. That's
welcome to our continuing tribute to Black History Month.
It's exciting, isn't it?
Buzz. Yeah. Take your time, Buzz. You've got four. We need six more.
You're shocked that I don't know any other professional sports?
Well, we'd actually like you to maybe just see if you can get something in the deep recesses.
All right.
I mean, if you think about it, you think for... Okay,
oh, I'm sorry.
Okay,
time
listen. I mean, I think it. Even... No, I know you're a hetero. But even the biggest faggot knows Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah, I should have thought of him, of course.
Kobe.
Allen Iverson.
Allen Iverson, right. Dikembe Mutombo.
Now that you gave me the name,
Marcus Camby.
Right.
I mean, you know...
Karl Malone.
Right.
NBA.
Dominique Williams.
Right.
Virtually all black guys. Okay, let's reset the clock.
Wilkins.
Joe, Dominique Wilkins. Joe, is the clock reset?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is.
Okay, Buzz.
Yes.
As we continue our tribute to Black History Month.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get the music. Were you set here?
And thank you for your participation in Black History Month.
Oh, thank
today.
You for the honor.
Don't worry, we're all going to be doing a different tribute to Black History Month.
Yes, very good. Mine will be most humiliating.
Buzz, 60 seconds on the big clock.
Yes.
Please name all of the black NFL players you can in 60 seconds. Go.
Ooh, Walter Payton, Refrigerator Perry, William. I just don't know. As everyone knew before we even started this quiz, I don't follow sports.
I guess
I don't
you followed it back in the Chicago Bears days.
I lived in Chicago in 85 when the Bears were at their hottest, and people who didn't like sports followed them.
You have my house for the Super Bowl.
You have two. You have two now that you've named. We need eight more.
You have my house for the Super Bowl.
Uh huh. Right.
There's lots of black guys on the Rams. You watched the game with me.
No, I really didn't.
There were lots of black guys that.
I was at the party. I didn't watch.
Play
the game.
For the Patriots.
Yeah, I'm sure that's true, but
lots of famous black quarterbacks.
Didn't watch the game.
Famous Redskins.
Yeah, how about right Redskins? How about famous former Redskins?
Daryl Green.
What was that?
Daryl Grant.
Daryl
yes,
Grant.
That counts. Yes.
You're making progress. You have four.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's about what we expected, I think.
Daryl Grant. Think Redskins.
I appreciate that.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're all out of time.
I appreciate
you named Walter Payton, Refrigerator Perry,
mm-hmm.
Daryl Green, and Daryl Grant. Yeah. Those were the
four,
the only four black football players you came up with.
Mm-hmm. All great.
We're going to move
all great players.
Move a little bit more into Buzz's wheelhouse now.
Oh, good.
Buzz?
Yes.
In 60 seconds,
mm-hmm.
as we continue our tribute to Black History Month,
mm-hmm.
please name your top 10 black actors.
Black actors.
Go.
Number one, Andre Brower, my favorite. Let's see. Yaphet Kotto from Homicide: Life on the Street. Oh, man. I'm trying to bring them to mind quickly. Denzel Washington, of course.
Right. That's three.
Right? Of course it is.
We're looking for seven more.
I'm not sure I can think of 10 white actors in 60 seconds.
Right.
I'll give you that quiz in a moment.
All right. I don't know. I mean, actors and actresses, Cicely Tyson.
It's
got to be an
actress.
You had Andre Brower.
No, he still has time. I just buzzed him on Cicely Tyson.
I see. All right, you have three. We're looking for seven more.
Okay.
And they can be from, from history.
Any era.
There aren't many on Friends, are there? And that you think feature films.
Okay.
Sorry. I'm sorry, you're out of town.
He had who?
He had Andre Brower, Yaphet Kotto, and Denzel Washington.
So he had two out of the three are on the same TV show, right?
They were at one time, yes. Eventually, Andre Brower had his
great,
own show.
You know, Morgan Freeman would come to mind.
Right.
How about Will Smith?
Will Smith, absolutely.
Sidney Poitier.
The great actor.
Bill Cosby.
I don't work well like this under pressure.
Okay.
Wesley Snipes.
I'm really going to toss you a softball choice. Now.
Ron Glass.
Right. Damon Wayans.
The guy from Barney Miller.
Yeah,
you would have been safe with
Bernie Mac.
Oh, the great Bernie Mac.
And incidentally, I watched the Bernie Mac show last night.
It's fracturingly funny.
He had hemorrhoids, and I swear to God, I have never laughed as hard at a show that doesn't have a laugh track as I laughed at the Bernie Mac show last
night. Very good.
All right, Buzz, here you go. Okay. Now, this one you should ace. My money is on you this time, Buzz.
Okay, thanks.
Please, Buzz, name your favorite top 10 black musicians. Go.
First of all, first choice, Lenny Kravitz. I liked Rick James before he went insane. You got to mention James Brown, of course. You're talking about my favorites, or you just want?
We have
black
three. We'd be looking for seven more.
You'd be looking, but my favorites.
I'm not just answer. Just come up with 10.
Okay. I'm not good at thinking of names under pressure. That's just not what
kind
I
of
do.
The idea for the bit was born around that.
Yeah, I understand. It's exciting, isn't it? You've heard the expression "black men in America"? Mm-hmm. Buzz on the Don and Mike show.
Oh, yeah. Wow! Yeah. What the hell does that mean?
That mean you feel somehow oppressed?
A little, yes. Okay. Under the circumstance,
all right. We're looking for.
You mean you can't come up with 10 black musicians?
Not under pressure. I need some time to think about it. I can't do it in 60 seconds on live radio. No, sorry, it's just not what I do.
You know, you could actually take care of a whole bunch by just mentioning the Jacksons.
There you go.
Yeah, but could you mention all of them by name? Well,
I could.
You know,
well, Mike, I know you could, and you know I could.
Right.
Marlon,
Tito,
Jackie,
Jermaine,
Michael,
Janet, Latoya.
Right.
Is there one more forgetting?
Kate.
Kate Jackson. No, she was on Charlie's Angels. Well, what can I say? But it's a tribute to all African Americans.
Sure is.
You did very well with that. You did the best with football players, naming four.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And you named three actors. You named three football, basketball players, and three musical artists.
Very, very proud.
Say it loud. You're black and proud, Buzz.
A total of 13 fine African Americans on Buzz's list out of a possible 40.
Every day, we're going to find a different way to salute Black History Month on this show, and thank you for having us today.
Thank you.
34%.
There you go. That's about like my bowling.
There you go.
Let
me tell you something. You don't bowl as fast as Johnny does.
I throw in a bonus one for you?
Sure.
A bonus one?
Sure.
This is going to be a real tough one. Because I thought those were easy. I thought, NBA is a,
if I'd had time to think about it, but...
Well, that was the whole point.
I know.
You don't have time to think about it.
Rob had time to think of his little list, and I had no time to think of mine.
He's defensive, and I can understand why.
I'm embarrassed.
Would you like to turn it around on me?
No, I'd be glad
to take... You throw out the challenge, I'll take it now to see how crappy I do.
But you and Mike are very good at improv.
No, what we can do is take a category for each of us, because we all have areas of where we don't have. I'm real deep in. I'm not real deep in basketball either. I would have had trouble with that.
Go ahead. Would you like to throw one out against us? Go ahead.
If I was playing Don, I'd go with a category that I know that I'd be able to get him in.
Right. What's that?
Right.
In 60 seconds, name 10 hockey players.
I don't know why. Turn the thing off. I don't know one black hockey.
I win. That's how easy that
was. I don't know one black hockey.
Yeah, now he could do it. Now you try to do it to me because you know you're using the right category.
Actually, hockey's like the universe. And, okay.
All right, for me?
Yeah.
Okay, in 60 seconds?
Besides, I'm going to give you two that I know you're going to know right away.
Okay, you can eliminate those to make it harder.
Tiger Woods and Vijay Singh.
Right.
Pro golfers.
Not black pro golfers?
Black pro golfers.
David Duval.
No. Black pro golfers.
Oh, black pro golfers.
Without Tiger Woods or Vijay Singh.
That's not fair. They don't exist.
Lee Elder.
Charlie Sifford. Charlie Sifford Jr.
All the Siffords.
Wait a minute. There's one more. Charlie Super Junior, and Jim Dent.
For all I know, you pick a names out of a phone book. I don't know.
Jim Dent, and that.
That might be it.
That might very well, but I'm sure there are more African American.
I didn't even know about the Junior.
Buzz, you want one more?
Sure.
Okay. Let me think of an easy one for you. Wait for this thing to re-cue. Okay. This is a real easy one.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'd love to do with you?
What?
I'd love to... you can't mention Tiger Woods or David Duval.
Right.
Give me 10 PGA golfers.
You want me to give you...
Yeah.
It's nothing to do with blanks, though.
I know.
Right.
I know it doesn't. 10 PGA golfers.
All right.
Just like it.
Start the clock.
Go.
Might not be cued.
All right.
Does it be current or can it be former?
they can be former.
Okay. Hall of Famers.
Because you've always, you said, all right, now go.
Well, I'm waiting for the tick, tick, tick.
Well, come on, Joe!
Gary Player.
Right.
Jack Nicklaus. Arnold Palmer. Lee Trevino. John Daly. I can't have Tiger Woods?
No.
Okay, I got five. Where's Sergio Garcia?
Good job.
Is that one? How about this? Davis Love the Third.
Good job.
How about this one? How about Ben Crenshaw?
Yes, come on.
How about
two more.
God damn it. Jasper Parnovic.
Yes, that's the one more.
Cat. And, for Christ's sake, David Duval.
Christ, one more. I need one more golfer. One more, six under.
Chichi Rodriguez.
Oh! Hey.
Did it.
Nice.
Very good.
Got it.
Very good.
That is terrific.
Got it.
That was hard to do.
That's very tough.
That is very, very good.
God damn, that's hard.
God damn it, honey.
God damn it, honey.
Damn it, golfing, honey.
My God. But, see, it's fun to think of categories where we'd all come up short.
Had plenty of time there. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, can I speak to radio star Buzz Burbank, please?
He's right here.
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, I just want to let you know that you don't have to worry about your lack of knowledge in black history or black music or whatever, because you and your wife make the best on-radio duo that I've ever heard in my entire life.
Stop it. Oh, that commercial that we're running with Buzz and Marcia.
You guys who just deserve it. Best on-radio duo ever.
Wow, that's very kind.
Thank you, my friend.
All right, you're welcome.
Thank you. See you later.
And it's not that I don't know, black actors or even black athletes. I'm just not good at thinking of a list under pressure.
How about... Can I give him a list?
Is it black or non-black?
It's non-human.
Okay, sure.
Buzz?
Yes.
In 60 seconds.
Okay. I feel good about this.
Give me 10 makes of car.
All right,
current makes of car.
60 seconds of the clock.
Ford, Chrysler, Nissan, Toyota, Hyundai, Honda.
That's not what you meant, is it?
No, not at all.
Those are makes.
Not by a model.
I thought you said makes.
I'm sorry. All right, forget it.
All right.
I wanted models.
We all want models.
The Dodge Stealth and stuff.
Buzz is the worst at games, but I understood what you were saying.
Not the jumble.
Right.
Technically,
that's
though.
That's right. I'll kick your ass at the jumble.
Technically, by make, you meant manufacturer, and I know Mike was looking for like the Acura Legend.
Right.
Make is the maker, model is the model.
Toyota Celica.
That's difficult under like a time window to come
Chevrolet
up with something.
Chevrolet Capri.
Shut up.
Don't make it anymore. Current models of car.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I'm so sorry, Rob.
They make it in Saudi Arabia.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, we're doing great.
You want a really great sports game that works anytime is try and come up 10 guys of
I love
same.
The guy. I just want to interrupt here for a second. I love the guys that do have the idea for the game and then are not able to spit it out.
I'll give them a chance.
Okay, I'll spit it out.
All right, spit it out.
Come up with 10 guys in sports with the same first name. You pick any name you want.
You know what that is? That's a name game. We play the name game all the time on this show.
Oh, okay.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Okay, take care.
Come on, get out of here. That's enough. We're going to break. Buzz, would you like to apologize to all blacks who are listening right now?
I'd like to apologize to everyone. everyone on the planet. I'm sorry. I'm just very damn sorry.
More show coming right
now. Oh, no. It's not playing. There it is. That's fine technology. That was Buzz Burbank. I love that segment. Thanks again, folks, for listening to the best of Don and Mike. Here's the sad news is that it's over for today, but here's the good news is Beth Ann has picked out a brand new show, and we'll do it all again tomorrow. So make sure you stay tuned to this Don and Mike Love Network affiliate and join us tomorrow when we have some of these great moments, including, I think Beth Ann is actually going to try and run the Al Goldstein interview. He's the publisher and founder of Screw Magazine, which I think has something to do with hardware. So if that meets our new standards, we'll Run Something with Al Goldstein. Also, a Friday favorite. That's right. Tune in tomorrow for Low Budget Jeopardy. Until then, stay tuned for Ron and Fez on most of these CBS stations. And we will see you tomorrow. Adios. Au revoir. Good night. And oh, I wanted to tell you that portions not affecting the outcome of the Don and Mike Show have been edited. So long.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.